Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends. It is Monday, the 17th day of January 2011, and we're going to be live here today for the next 3 hours. Glenn Spencer will be joining us from American Patrol. He lives on the Arizona-Mexico border, and he has documented as a congressional advisor and in testimony to Congress that they've never really built any fence on the border that isn't just for show, minus some fencing that's been put in Southern California, and that the electronic virtual fence was never designed or meant to work either. And, of course, they've now officially canceled the virtual fence that never was, and they've only built small pieces of the 2,000-mile fence that was financed, 5 years ago. And, of course, it came out in the Associated Press and Fox News that illegal aliens were being used to actually build large parts of the fence. And they would put, quote, drainage tunnels in the fence that a man could walk under. And also areas for animals to migrate through that you could drive an 18-wheeler through. So and then they park the Border Patrol out there and don't allow them to leave their little fire base, and they've got to sit there at night with big lights on, and they're not allowed to basically pursue anybody when you're talking about the National Guard. So we're going to have Spencer on the last 30 minutes today to break down what's really happening, to give you a real report from the border of what's unfolding. Now, I want to get into all the different important pieces of world news that are out there. And also take your phone calls today. I want to take a lot of your phone calls throughout the broadcast. The toll-free number, if you want to discuss Hu Jintao, the Chinese president, saying that the days of the dollar are limited and that they want to get rid of the dollar as the world reserve currency, as the CFR has always been planning for decades. And they want the Chinese currency to be the new world reserve currency. Now, that's old news for our audience, but not old news, for some of the other people out there who've been informed for a long time, or not old news for the globalists who've been engineering all of this, but it is new news in a big way for the general public. So I'm going to go over this first. It's just really backs up what Stansbury Research and others have been talking about, and Ron Paul's been talking about. But the biggest facet to all of this is it is by design, and there is a way to stop this. But the globalists have teamed up with this authoritarian dictatorship of the Communist Party. They tried to rehabilitate their murderous image, and they are the all-time record holders for killing. The Chinese government says they killed 84 million. Our government says 64 million. The Chinese government's actually quite proud and has published many state-published books about the boiling pots filled with the human flesh and the mass execution and the starvation. They're very proud of the leap forward, the great leap forward, and the Cultural Revolution. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. This is just pure abject evil. And our government and the UN says China is the model. China is good. By the way, they're now stationing for the first time in 16 years Chinese troops in North Korea to menace the South. They obviously have been doing test firings of missiles, not just off the coast of San Diego, but also in the Gulf of Mexico. Doesn't matter. The feds are recruiting every grandma they can to spy on their neighbors and report neighbors for smoking marijuana or spanking their children. And they're too busy putting telescreens up, telling us all to watch each other than to worry about the ICBM MIRV test going on, or China openly threatening to attack the U.S. We'll be right back.
There's a man named...
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Monday, the 17th day of January 2011. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And again, we're going to be here for the next 3 hours. We're going to give you an in-depth report from the border with Glenn Spencer. Now that they've canceled the virtual fence that never was, and of course have stopped work on the imaginary tinfoil fencing that they put in for photo ops, it is a complete hoax that we have any type of real border security. The border security is there to only catch shipments of heroin, cocaine, and marijuana, not controlled by the big mega banks who publicly, I mean, it's been all over the news the last few months where major banks admit that, I mean, we've covered it here. In fact, guys, search Bloomberg, a major bank admits it's involved in laundering narcotics money. Because then it'll give you a whole bunch of banks. But I don't want to just go from memory. I want to actually be able to, by the last 30 minutes, have those news articles. I mean, I've got the bank's names in my head, but I have to double check because it's a bit foggy and I want to be 100%. The point is they've caught Federal Reserve branch banks. They've caught the CIA repeatedly. They've caught CIA aircraft crashing full of cocaine. I've talked to people that are involved in the Army with these surveillance blimps. And I've talked to Border Patrol people, and it's come out countless times. And I saw it in the Austin American Statesman years ago. The state police caught an 18-wheeler full of pure cocaine. and the feds just came and took it and then gave it to a bank. They just took it and gave it back to the quote owner. Yeah, there it is. Banks financing Mexico's gangs admitted in Wells Fargo deal. And Wells Fargo just had to admit that they were basically laundering drug money and financing the cartels specifically to buy the aircraft, weapons, you name it. In one deal, they found 128 black suitcases packed with 5.7 tons of cocaine. The smugglers had bought the DC-9s with laundered funds they transferred through two of the biggest banks in the U.S., Wachovia Corporation and Bank of America Corp., Bloomberg Market Magazine reports in its August 2010 issue. Again, they just did the search I told them, and you'll get hundreds of news articles, every bank you've heard of and every other bank you haven't heard of. I mean, this is a pure narcotics trafficking state. So why shouldn't the U.S. government allow certain defense contractors to run kidnapped women and children? And if they're going to do that for decades publicly and get caught constantly and not get in trouble, why not go ahead and snuff film the kids? There are perverts that'll pay even more for that. So it comes out mainly in European press about our corporations running snuff films. I mean, I've read in Italian papers and you name it. I mean, it's, you know, little toddlers having their heads blown off. I mean, our government is Satan incarnate. I mean, it's just absolute evil. Anything goes. But then I heard local news last week, hyperventilating on air about there's a bar in downtown Austin. And it was all over the news. The police department was having press conferences and it was just so serious. Somebody got a $100 bill counterfeit past the people at the bar, and the bar apologized for taking it. And again, APD's looking at it. They're really concerned right now. Our criminal government is pumping over, if you count all the different programs together, $200 billion a month, $100 billion plus in the quantitative easing program, over $100 billion in other programs. $200 plus billion a month being pumped out to their subsidiaries worldwide with no public accounting. No one in the government's allowed to see who it's going to. But then later it leaks. We find out it's the U.S. media, select corporations, foreign banks, foreign corporations, foreign individuals. I mean, it is just bankers and CIA and government in there stealing everything. Pension funds. That's why they reported back in September 8th, 9th, and 10th of 2001, $2.1 trillion missing from the Pentagon in just the previous 2 years. And a lot of people said, well, the budget's not even $1 trillion a year back then for the Pentagon. Now it's over that. How are they stealing trillions? That's more than the whole budget. It was the pension funds. It was the investment funds. That's why you're hearing now, military people, you're going to have to get your own insurance when you get out of the military. You're going to have to pay for your own food when your arms and legs are blown off when you're in rehabilitation at Ramstein to be flown back to the U.S. That's why they've got all these PR charities running now to raise money for the troops, you know, through the general public, because there's not going to be health care. There's not going to be pensions. All of those promises and contracts are being broken and will be completely broken because everything has already been stolen. There are thousands and thousands of wealthy brokerage firm and banker execs and stockholders in these banks who are so wealthy. I mean, you'll read about them purchasing for $3 billion, a couple hundred acre island, one of hundreds and hundreds off Greece. I mean, you'll just read about them. It's unlimited wealth. They stole everything. It's already gone. And you can tell cops this all day. The average cop, they just on a power trip for the state. They just salute the black uniforms and salute the New World Order and say, doesn't matter if my standard of living is going down. Talking bad about the government is treason. Huh. And I mean, it is. And that's why the globalists are moving on every front to just absolutely set a total police state up, because they're going to get away with all of this. And there's a method to their madness to fully bankrupt the country so that you are now completely dependent on government, to wreck the free market, to wreck family farms and ranches, to wreck local businesses, to wreck Main Street with the Pentagon run Walmart grid. A total Pentagon front, over 40% of world retail sales, integrating in the RFID chips, the universal product code, IBM, the big six mega banks, Microsoft, all admitted government subsidiaries through the fascist control grid. And I know I'm already ranting and I have all this news to get to. It's just mind-blowing to watch this happening out in the open. And it makes me so frustrated that it's so out in the open. And sure, people are waking up, but not fast enough. And the control grid to suppress the awakening and to stop the American people from taking back control of their government and bringing these criminals to justice is just slamming into place. Don't you understand the globalists have to go to total tyranny? They have committed crimes so huge, so monstrous, so colossal, so gargantuan that they must bring in total tyranny to protect themselves and to continue their scam. And they've got the general public just so brain damaged and brainwashed and diverted and distracted, and the language has been reduced down to almost nothing. And the average person just clicks on the computer all day thinking they're getting something done when they're not. We're like rats running around in a treadmill. And the whole planet is just hurtling towards absolute global depression by design to fold us into the new environmentalist economy, which is the planned scarcity and artificial being poor, artificial poverty, the media making it so fashionable to be into austerity. I mean, we are being inducted. The globalists have publicly made the decision, if you go back even 100 years ago, to build a world government, to go with the authoritarian model. And you see it all over the news where they go, authoritarianism actually works really well. Look how good it is in China. Look how good it is in areas like the model that they're using in Singapore. We need that model. And, of course, it's horrible for the individual. It's horrible for creativity. It's horrible for the economy. But they sell this destructive system as if it's good. But I got off talking about the border situation and started ranting about government crimes. Banks financing Mexican gangs, admitted Wells Fargo deal, Bank of America, Wachovia, all of them just hundreds and 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 hundreds of billions. Just the drug dealer money alone in Wachovia was $378.4 billion from 2004 to 2007. $378.4 billion. And I've heard talk show host talk about me and say Alex Jones is nuts. He says the government's involved in narcotics trafficking. You're talking about conservatively $500 billion a year laundered in the U.S. yearly of drug money directly from the source. That's not counting the recycling of the drug money through the low-level pushers. And then they build giant prisons and put the street-level pushers in their prisons, which are then colleges to teach others how to drug deal. And so we send our kids to college. I mean, that's what it is. The government pushes the Ritalin, the Prozac. The studies show you're 3 to 5, depending on which study, times more likely to use illegal drugs once you've been put on Ritalin or Prozac or other prescription mind-altering drug. So they prime you with that. They tell you don't use drugs. They tell you how to use the drugs in the DARE program, which studies show massively increased interest in drugs. Then the drugs are sold by the low-level government retailer. And then when your kid gets caught with marijuana or whatever it is, they go to juvie. And then in juvie, they get inducted. They get gang raped and beat up if they don't become drug dealers for the higher-level, low-level drug dealers in the juvie. And by the time they're 25, they've got HIV, hundreds of tattoos all over them. They think it's really cool that, they have gangster speak and have no idea about human history or anything else. And now they are zombie goblins out selling the drugs to more people to be inducted into the criminal college to then be pumped back out. Then the middle class gets scared, asks for police state to help them, but the police state's really for the middle class.
Hey. fresh.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Took it all away. The names and the medals, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job.
Okay, we're back live, and as we get deeper into this new world order, we see what the Trilateral Commission openly wrote about, what the Council on Foreign Relations openly wrote about, happening. And we know how deep into it we've gotten, and we know because we have a roadmap. The globalists have been public about this. They just have such disdain for the public. They think the public won't read it, won't see it, won't care. And to a great extent, that's true. But a lot of people are waking up, are getting involved, and the globalists, admittedly, are starting to get concerned because what they're doing is so bold. And they're counting on it being so bold, so out in the open, so wild, so over the top that people will just be overwhelmed by it and have a sense of hopelessness. But the only hopelessness is if we don't stand up and don't resist. We know if we resist, we've got a great chance of turning this whole situation around. Obviously, it is big news all over the world today. What Hu Jintao, the Chinese president, said yesterday ahead of his visit coming up in 2 days on Wednesday to the United States. Who questions future role of U.S. dollar? Now, this would be bad enough if we were like Mexico, devaluing its currency, but still had exports. But the fact that we've been hollowed out industrially, the fact that our industrial system has been purposefully transferred to China through taxing and environmental rules that made it almost impossible to operate here in the U.S., the fact that the big mega banks gave unlimited loans to the communist Chinese because they were authoritarian and inside deals could be made, means that when the dollar begins to accelerate into the depths of its final decline, it is going to have unprecedented effects on our way of life. And when you start thinking about what it'll do to people on fixed incomes, what oil and food prices and commodities prices going up is already doing, and we haven't seen the tip of the proverbial iceberg yet. What it's going to do to people's savings in the bank. What it's going to do to Americans' capacity who are running retail systems to buy these cheap goods that are made in China and to sell them. Just across the board, it is a very, very dangerous time that we're entering. And as people make less money, it's going to be harder for them to buy the products they need. And meanwhile, the media just continues to lie and behave like everything is fine and that we've come out of the recession a year and a half ago and things look great in 2011, while the globalists themselves in the G20 communiques, in their country-to-country communications, they're like, brace yourselves, total collapse, food riots, global geopolitical overthrows going on. I mean, we're entering a very volatile time by design that they openly say they're going to create a world government on the other end of. They've already got the system in place. Now they're emerging publicly. They're now admitting the world government is being established and selling it as if it is the solution when it is the creator, the fount, the progenitor, the culprit of what we see now taking place. So who questions future role of U.S. dollar? China's president Hu Jintao has raised questions on the role of the U.S. dollar in the global monetary system on the eve of a state visit to Washington, saying the current international currency system is a product of the past and that the dollar will be replaced and that he wants it to be replaced by the Chinese currency. I mean, that is so incredible. Here's another one out of the Wall Street Journal. Who highlights need for U.S.-China cooperation questions the dollar. And you can go on and read his quotes here about he talks about how we can both gain from a sound China-U.S. relationship and lose from confrontation. So he's saying just go along with it. We've got the money. We will build the super trains in the U.S. We will own your ports. We will literally own and control Walmart. We will run your country. And China signed on to the New World Order. They said, you're going to give us unlimited development. You're going to make us the main engine of world government in the 70s. We'll have one-child policies. We'll forcibly abort babies. We'll let you use newborn babies for medical experiments. We are completely vampiric and cold-blooded. And David Rockefeller said, you are given the crown of Satan. You are now the king. Prepare to destroy the U.S. And they said, absolutely, we love it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the anthem of the Patriot Movement. They're offering a free CD, t-shirt, and bumper sticker with a qualifying purchase. Diamond Gusset offers great products at great prices while keeping Americans working.
I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone. Long gone. But I know in my heart it's still
again. Go to gusset.com/America today.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
All right, toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I want to talk to first-time callers today after I go through this bank of callers. I notice the lines are already loaded, but I want to give first-time callers a chance after we talk to these folks to give us their take on China saying, hey, we'll all gain from working together, we'll lose by confrontation. As the United States does drills off the coast, as China does drills off our coast, as Chinese troops pour into North Korea, that's in AFP and Reuters today, the first time since 1994 when tensions last crested. Of course, we had a war via surrogate, via proxy, with China during the Korean War and the Vietnam War, while the Rockefellers, Armin Hammer, and others on record owned and controlled the steel plants and the stock in Opel, subdivision of GM, and, of course, Ford, building the trucks, building the weapons, building the missiles in Russia and China to then be shipped and allowed to land in the north at the harbor. U.S. submarines didn't touch them. You're like, well, what was the globalist goal? Have a war. Get the troops hooked on opium. Bring them back. Those that didn't get hooked on opium got hooked on killing. Make them cops. Bring the corrupt drug dealing troops in. Have them run CIA drug dealing. nationwide. I mean, this is on record. You know how many Army officers I've talked to who are retired, who the CIA tried to recruit to deal drugs in the U.S.? I mean, I know a couple Army officers in my family, and they were all approached and said no. I mean, America is run by pure evil. Don't people get it? The globalists are totally ruthless. They run both sides, and they don't run the individual American, and they don't have full control over our media. Those vestiges of the free press are still there. That's why they're trying to come in and shut down alternative media. That's why they're trying to demonize people that are pushing and promoting liberty. Because they know that they're coming to the end of the cycle, and they either have to get more tyranny in place or they're going to be brought to justice. It's either more tyranny is going to take place and hardcore degradation, or we're going to start back in the other direction. And we're at that key balancing point, that flux point right now. Who calls currency system product of the past? AFP. Who highlights need for U.S.-China cooperation? Questions dollar. Who questions future role for U.S. dollar? And he goes on to say the dollar is a thing of the past, but he said, how do we replace it with their currency? Now, what did I tell you a month and a half ago, that announcement with Putin and Hu Jintao, Vladimir Putin and Hu Jintao of China, the prime minister of Russia and the president of China, said we're now only going to engage in country-to-country trade, which is huge, especially in raw materials from Russia to China, finished goods from China to Russia, in the Chinese currency. Well, first they said we're going to trade amongst ourselves. We haven't decided on the currency yet, and it's not going to be the ruble. So I said, you watch, it's going to be the Chinese currency. And then it was. They announced that just 3 weeks ago. So a month and a half ago, they announced they're going to do trade with a new currency. Then they announced a month ago or so, 3 weeks ago, that it's going to be between the two nations. I mean, this is happening now. Yuan ruble trade starts as Russia-China shun dollar. Bloomberg. Yeah, it's December 15th, or 3 weeks ago, almost 4 weeks ago. So all of that is going on. Then, meanwhile, the globalists have to crack down with this police state here domestically, so they've got to launch false flags attacks. Now, if you go back in mid-September, and in Kurt Nemo's article, he breaks all this down and has the video of yours truly, Alex Jones, in September, breaking down exactly what would happen. And again, I'm not bragging. I broke down exactly what happened. I'm saying we know what we're talking about. This stuff's all hidden in plain view. Go read Kurt Nemo's article and then watch the 15-minute video where I said what was going to happen. I said it's going to come out that Israel and the U.S. together designed this. It's going to come out that Israel launched it, and they're going to use it to call for the end of internet freedom as we know it and the cybersecurity takeover of the web, and they're going to launch further false flag attacks on the web, but that will happen after they hype up that the attacks are coming. What do 9,000 locations have going in right now? Giant telescreens. What are they now announcing? Cybersecurity attack, prepare for it, don't trust the web, the feds have to take over the web to protect it. So they're now entering that sector of a false flag attack on the web. They're now beginning to parrot that. When they bring in the full depression, the full dollar devaluation, are they going to let people be on the air? Probably not, folks. They'll probably trump something up if they go ahead with this. We're right up to the stalemate right now. They're waiting to move with total martial law. They're waiting to move with total oppression, total tyranny. Right now, they're lined up on our border like Hitler lined up on the Polish border. Now, if we stand up to them and tell them we know what they're doing, and if we have courage, they may back off and may backstep, as Lindsey Williams said yesterday. These people are not invincible. If they think you're going to go along with it, though, they are going to do it. Now, I told you the government launched that attack. And here it is. Israel test on worm called crucial in Iran nuclear deal. Delay. Again, Israel's test on worm called crucial in Iran nuclear delayed, and then they have the U.S. government and others saying that they tested the jointly made super worm at the Israeli Dimona nuclear facility because they have similar centrifuges and computers as to the Iranians, and that they worked with Israel and then launched it. Now, the issue here is they launched it, and then they came out a month later. This is 3 months ago, a month into it. They launched it 3.5 months ago. And I predicted, and they did a month later, now 2 months ago, that they would then say, see, we've got to have cybersecurity takeover of the web. And NATO's announcing they've got to track everybody in real time, which they're already doing. They're just letting you now know that you have no privacy, no Fourth Amendment. In Europe, they have similar laws about illegal wiretapping and authoritarian systems. They're just saying, we don't care. It's to protect you. When NATO is, again, the European arm of the narcotics trade, child kidnapping, all over the news, and they're going to protect you from the child kidnapping and the drugs they're now announcing. Satan is going to protect you from Beelzebub. Beelzebub is going to protect you from Baphomet. Baphomet is going to protect you from Leviathan. Leviathan is going to protect you from Set. Set is going to protect you from the old serpent. The old serpent is going to protect you from the devil. Mm-hmm. Confirmed, Stuxnet was false flag launched by Israel and the United States. And on Saturday, the gray lady of establishment propaganda, the New York Times, passively admitted that the Stuxnet virus responsible for crippling Iran's nuclear energy program and bouncing back to the U.S. was engineered by Israel and the U.S. intelligence. And it goes on. It goes on to break it all down. Let me just read to you from the New York Times, and we'll go to your calls. Israel test on worm called crucial in Iran nuclear delay. The Dimona complex at the Negev Desert is famous as the heavily guarded heart of Israel's never-acknowledged nuclear arms program. It's all admitted, but then if they don't say so, then we're not allowed to talk about it. Where neat rows of factories make atomic fuel for the arsenal. Over the past 2 years, according to intelligence and military experts familiar with its operations, Dimona has taken on a new, equally secretive role as a critical testing ground in a joint American and Israeli effort to undermine Iran's efforts to make a bomb of its own. Behind Dimona's barbed wire, the experts say, Israel has spun nuclear centrifuges virtually identical to Iran's, where Iranian scientists are struggling to enrich uranium. They say Dimona tested the effectiveness of the Stuxnet computer worm, a destructive program that appears to have wiped out roughly a fifth of Iran's nuclear centrifuges and helped delay, though not destroy, Tehran's ability to make its first nuclear arms. To check out the worm, you have to know the machines, said American expert of nuclear intelligence. The reason the worm has been effective is the Israelis tried it out. So there they are just admitting all this, but then simultaneously Kurt's article links to Jay Rockefeller, Lieberman, and a bunch of others in the last couple months saying, we've got to give up internet freedom. We've got to have the Pentagon, through cybersecurity, take over the entire web. If you have an ISP company with more than 100 customers, you've got to take government training, and they're now announcing, and get a government license to even operate internet servers, and that you've got to put pieces of equipment in, they say, that openly snoop on everything. This goes back to the 96 Telecommunications Act, where they paid $9 billion to the major telecoms to put the whole, you know, buildings and whole floors added on to the AT&T and other systems that everything then runs through. But see, the big company said, give us money to do that. With little people, they just say, you're an indentured servant. Indentured servitude. We don't care if it violates the Constitution. You will put in all this equipment. Kind of like the EAS system under FEMA in 96. It didn't pay cable, broadcast TV, UHF, VHF, AM, FM, shortwave, to put an EAS FEMA box in at the transmitter, remote control controlled by shortwave, now by satellite, where every radio station in the country under FCC licensure is under full government control. And you have to pay for that. Well, now they're just going to wire basically EAS software into everything. And what do they say they need it for? Because the Chinese launched the Stuxnet, or the Russians did, sure, and the Easter bunnies did, too. The Pentagon has to take the web over. They have to get rid of your speech. They have to recruit all the young kids out of high school to be part of their new cybersecurity army. They have to put up big telescreens in all the major shops and shopping malls now going in now, telling you to watch out on the Internet and watch your neighbors, because they're getting ready to hammer the Internet. They're getting ready to tax it. They're getting ready to have Internet ID tracking you where you go. That was put in 4 years ago into all the Microsoft operating systems. It's just there waiting, that little kernel. But now Obama announces it last week. Yes, for the children's safety, right as NATO announces it. The total grid going into place right now. And they're doing it all after the U.S. and Israel launched the Stuxnet. And we wrote an article about this, and I saw comments on InfoWars in an article saying, how dare you attack Israel, you traitor? How dare you, Jones? You know, you're going to get it. Because I'm reporting that Israel and the U.S. government have launched yet another false flag and then publicly brag about it and say, I've got to give up my free speech for the love of Israel's corruption. And then there's the other schizophrenics in there commenting, look at Jones covering up for Israel again, schizophrenically, as I called up Kurt Sunday and we wrote that article together. I told Kurt the areas I thought were important, sent him over some of the links and statements, then we collaborated on that article. I mean, this is the insanity of people trying to make everything about Alex Jones. Either I'm bad for talking about what Israel's up to, or I'm not hating Israel properly. Well, the truth is, I don't hate Israel, I don't hate China, I don't hate Germany, I don't hate the U.S. I hate the corrupt forces that are in there, but it isn't about Alex Jones. And that's this mental illness that I'm sick of. It isn't about me. We've all been trained to fight with each other. Have you ever gone crab fishing? I mean, you could just take a piece of bacon or a piece of ham and throw it in, no hook, just a weight, and the crabs are so greedy that you can slowly pull them up like a dog, you know, you're playing tug of war with. You can slowly pull up a crab and then have your net and grab them up. And when you got about five or six crabs in the big bucket, they'll be trying to crawl out. And if they work together like fire ants, they would get out. But when they don't attack each other till one tries to climb out and leave. Misery likes company. And when one crab starts trying to climb out to get away, the others come over and grab them. And I was going through some of my YouTube videos, the fluoride video we launched, and another one about how they're training citizens to spy on each other and saying if somebody buys guns or somebody's talking about politically controversial things, go ahead and call Homeland Security on them. And I was covering that in the video, and so I was, you know, just seeing the hit counts. And I'm like, oh, 80,000 in 3 days, that's not bad. Oh, only 25,000 views in 2 days on my fluoride special that's 10 minutes long and documents it. Man, you know, that's too bad. I wish it was being seen by more. And I looked down at one of the first comments, and it said, Alex Jones is pure scum. He's not having attorney Cryer on, who got a jury trial and found that the IRS, you know, was basically unconstitutional and that he got off in a jury trial on failure to file. What a piece of trash. What a coward. What an agent. And I just looked at that, and I wasn't hurt by the fact that he was calling me a coward and an agent and scum. I was hurt by the fact that I looked at the guy's channel, and he had a lot of good videos and things on there, and a lot of interviews I'd done with people. You know, the good fruit that I've provided, the good work I've done, not because I want accolades, but because I want to defeat tyranny. I want a future. And I've interviewed Tommy Cryer, I think, 3 or 4 times on that subject. I've interviewed Joe Bannister. I invited Joe Bannister to come speak at both my speeches in California. It's like it isn't about Israel working with the U.S., launching the Stuxnet, and trying to use it to take our free speech away in America. And we have direct connections through Lieberman and others who we know are dual Israeli agents openly saying take our free speech. And so we write an article about it and say it's wrong for Israel to launch this false flag on us and then try to take our free speech so we can just be a milk cow to supply money and weapon systems that they then sell to China. And then I criticized for telling the truth by people. I mean, Israel admits they helped launch this false flag. I just tell the truth. And so I get bashed and you know, told I'm anti-Semitic because it has nothing to do with that. I'm exposing a corrupt government. It's like they say, are you anti-Asian because you're exposing China? I've been asked that by media. No. Am I anti-German because I criticize Hitler? Or if I criticize the fictitious Don Corleone or somebody real like John Gotti, am I anti-Italian? I mean, this is mental illness. This is how people have been trained to be dishonest, intellectually dishonest, delusional. And just because people woken up to the New World Order, they haven't woken up. Again, I don't grieve because so many people lie about me and who I am and build these straw men about me and attack someone who isn't Alex Jones. I get upset for them because a lot of them aren't agents. They really think I've supported the IRS. They really think I'm promoting the Federal Reserve, its owner. And so we can't have a debate about Israel running false flags or try to save the internet. It's got to be how Alex Jones works for Israel, or schizophrenically, how Alex Jones is attacking innocent little Israel when Israel is admittedly here helping launch the Stuxnet, which then our government is using to take my free speech away. It isn't about Alex Jones. It's about preserving free speech, property rights, the right to self-defense, the family. I mean, if you've got those things and a relationship with God and know there's something bigger than yourself, you've got the engine of liberty and freedom. It isn't about Alex Jones, folks. It's about waking up and fighting tyranny. Don't you get it?
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Was a highwayman.
Okay, I'm going to stop hogging the broadcast for myself here. It's just that we've all got to hang together or hang separate. And they are coming after the internet. They are coming after free speech. They are going to run more hoaxes like the Tucson shooter, who it now admits was an absolute liberal Bush hater. That's even in the New York Times. I told you 8 days ago he was clearly a cross-dressing devil worshiper. I know the M.O. of that crew. I study different strata of society. I knew the music he was into, all of it. Boom, knew instantly. It's only devil worshippers dressing up like Grim Reapers that can go around killing people. They're into it. What do you think the Nazis did? They dressed up in black outfits and wore skulls on their hat. I mean, when you're wearing skulls on your hat, folks, you're evil. When you wear your flag openly, our troops would never have skulls on their uniforms until World War II. They started adopting some of the Nazi stuff. And then now today, it's just skulls 666 all over the helicopters. I see it on the news all the time. And, you know, when you start putting 666 on your helicopter or your tank or got human skulls, rotten heads on the front of your Abrams tank, those guys are coming back to be cops. And you think they're going to stop driving around listening to death metal and blaring, the Drowning Pool? And so then we see some guy taking hallucinogens every day who gets into really destructive type music. Even if you don't believe in God and the devil, they're tuning into that archetype. They're tuning in and manifesting a love of death and destruction. But you notice I am 180 degrees the opposite direction from somebody like this guy, but I'm still being blamed for him in the news. Long after they're not blaming Sarah Palin and Rush Limbaugh anymore, they're still today in the news blaming yours truly. I always get the blame. And why is that? From every side. Because I'm real, ladies and gentlemen. And people can't believe there's somebody bold and real and legitimate. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. I fund my operation as best I can. Most revolutionaries in history rob banks. Founding fathers would rob British banks to fund themselves. I don't do that. I'm pretty darn moral. I try to be moral, but it doesn't mean I'm perfect. But I want freedom. I want decency. I want to be honorable. I want to be strong. I want to be credible. I want to help people. And the New World Order knows that, and that's why they build up straw men at every level of national media, local media, alternative media. They build straw men of who I'm not and then say I am that bad thing as an attempt to tear down the image of Alex Jones. Because if they can tear down the image of Alex Jones or a Ron Paul or others, who, again, aren't perfect, but are the ones that we know have good hearts and are moving in the right direction, then no one has any faith. No one believes we can have victory. No one believes we can have success. They want you to believe you've already been beaten. The globalists want to remain foggy and faceless. They don't want you to see them in the eyes for what they are, humans just like us. I mean, who knows what's going to happen to me as things get more and more hardcore, as we get bigger and bigger exponentially. We are exploding right now. And quite frankly, I'm not like, yay, for my individual self. I'm mourning that because I realize how dangerous it is. And I realize that if I don't sell out, they're going to hurt me, whether in the media and or individually or physically. But I'm not going to sell out. I'm going to continue to put the pedal to the metal for liberty. Besides, I've gone too far. I can't even sell out now. I mean, I'm committed to this, and I hope you're committed to it, because where the road leads you, if we don't get off of it, it's going to be rough and it's going to be hard, but it's going to be a lot better than going down that road. And to so many people that work for the government and work for these major corporations that have sold out, man, you've sold out to something that is going to destroy you. I promise we're coming back in 60 seconds, going directly to Tim, Rick, Julio, John, David, and others. We'll go to David first in the Ukraine.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments.
Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to get into cameras and gas station bathrooms making national news. China announcing they want to accelerate the demise of the dollar. That's already in full swing. World's poorest harvest, AFP is reporting on. They're reporting on one poor harvest and we could have a collapse. We're going to get into explosive food prices, the biggest risk. CNBC told you about that several years ago because of commodity prices going up. I want to get into what's happening in Tunisia. But right now, let's start going to your phone calls. We do have a guest on the last 30 minutes of the next hour. We've got a lot of time to cover news and take your calls. And a lot of audio and video I want to go to as well today. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Michigan. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to go to Tim, but David in Ukraine. I want to go to David first in Ukraine. David, good to have you.
Thanks, Alex. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and I want to say keep up the good work. You're doing a good job, and we all appreciate it.
Thank you. Are you an American living in the Ukraine, or are you a Ukrainian?
Yeah, I'm a first Gulf War veteran, and I've been living overseas since about 94. So, and that's one of the reasons that I'm calling. I got a couple of reasons. I watched a film on the End of America.com, or End America 1. This Porter Stansbury, and he talks a bit about hyperinflation. I got a warning for Americans. If you think you're going to have a food shortage just because of the crops failed, well, that's a big joke. When you see your currency devaluate 50%, 100% overnight, you will not find anything in the stores. The stores will not be open. They won't sell what they have. And I got caught up in that November 1st, 1994. I saw hyperinflation the first time it was ever seen by the world in Ukraine. They defaulted, and I went hungry for a week. If it wasn't for good people feeding me, there was just nothing. The society fell apart, and it took a good 2 weeks to get back to...
Can you imagine if people will riot and stampede each other at Walmarts to get a 5% or 10% discount on a computer game? What they'll do if there's not food and water for 2 weeks? They will riot and burn the cities to the ground, and the police and military will be in the middle-class areas taking our guns. That is their stated program. During a crisis is to not bring food and water, but to march in and take the guns. What do we see happen in New Orleans?
Yeah, it's terrible.
We're having a lot of big global crop failures because of all the strange weather. But the biggest issue, as you said, is dollar devaluation. But you notice as oil goes up, as gold and silver goes up, on the charts, they never tell the public why food and all these things are going up. The big driver, I'd say it's got to be 85% of it or more. Some analysts say as much as 95% is dollar devaluation. And here's the Chinese leader talking about it. But still, they claim the shooter was bad because he was worried about currency problems. See, you're a murderer. You want to shoot children if you're concerned about the dollar.
Yeah, it's a terrible situation. You know, I'm sitting overseas for the last 15 years, and, you know, it just seems like every time I hear a story about what's going on in the United States, my heart just breaks because it's not the place that I remembered, you know. And I'm really worried about, you know, my friends and family back there, because when a currency devaluates, a lot of people think, you know, it goes on, you're real nice and slow and you got time to prepare. It can go down overnight. You can lose the farm overnight, and I've seen it happen, and it's not a pretty sight.
Well, don't worry. When they finally kill it in one big swoop. They're incrementally killing it now, and the Bilderberg Group stated 4 years ago they want an incremental. But even, you know, if you incrementally go down, let's hypothetically say on a graph of 10,000 points, since 1913 it's gone down about 90% or more. But that last 10, it accelerates. And so if you're on a 10,000-foot cliff and you walk down 9,000 feet, then you jump off the last 1,000, still going to kill you. And so, yeah, there will be, you know, downward spiral points in this, and they'll blame it on some low-level trader or somebody and give everybody a patsy to blame it on. We'll be right back.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I want to play this clip of Chris Matthews of Slimeball. He's on the same network as Mr. Maddow. And it's amazing. He calls white people who don't want government-run health care crackers. And that's the equivalent of calling a black person the N-word. But again, why is it only open season in this country on Whitey? Well, Whitey's been taught this guilt and this self-hatred, not so that black people or anybody else can be uplifted, but that so Whitey, the so-called majority, will get behind giving their guns up, giving their property up. Oh, you don't want government-run health care written by the insurance companies to rip you off? I'll call you a racist if you don't. oh, you don't want to pass some gun control? I'll call you racist. And the white people are like, no, no, I hate myself. I hate my culture. I hate my heritage. That's right. Every other culture and heritage is good, but yours. You're bad. Say you're bad. I'm bad. I'm scum. And then the race-baiting pimp lords, the fake eugenics liberals like Chris Matthews, they get to sit up there and go, listen, you white crackers. You don't like health care? You're racist. And that guy, Carlos Watson, on there can call you racist. And, oh, they don't like Obama, you know, getting tens of millions a day on vacation. It's because he's black. Oh, really? They just rioted in Tunisia over the president taking too many big vacations and all the stuff his wife was buying. He's the exact same bloodline as the Tunisians. He's a North African Arab. Did they just riot because he's an Arab? This is ridiculous. Oh, I don't like the communist Chinese one-child policy. Oh, you don't like Asians? Actually, I'm saying they shouldn't kill Asians. Shut up, racist. I don't like Margaret Sanger. She's into eugenics. She said we have to pose as liberals to fool the blacks so we can abort them. Shut up, racist. Actually, I don't want to kill the black people. Shut up, Nazi. I'm a liberal. I'm Chris Matthews. I'm Mr. Maddow. They're the great high priest up there, and they tell us, you do what we say or you're a racist. They're not liberals. They're not conservatives. They're corporate General Electric-owned bomb makers. They are systematic sellers of 21st century New World Order eugenics Nazism. Do you think the devil comes masquerading as a guy in red pajamas looking like Anton LaVey? The devil comes as an angel of light. And the eugenics Nazi comes as a Mr. Maddow, as a Mr. Slimeball, as a Mr. Lierman. Don't you understand that? That's what they don't. So, of course, they're now resorting to crackers. They want black viewers to hate white people. And they know full well in their psych warfare operations that whites are going to see that become more racially hateful. And then they can sit up there as the referee, the big city poverty pimps, going back over 150 years, you know, in Boston and Chicago and New York and other mega cities. You know, they put people in racial divides and then would have local mob bosses who were racially controlling, who would then meet with each other and decide how to manipulate their own groups through race. Because then they put up with corruption as long as it was somebody in their race doing it to them. And that's what Obama is. So, if you don't call yourself a cracker, then you're bad. Call yourselves crackers. Say you're bad. Pay your indulgence to Al Gore. Kind of like people 500, 600 years ago would have to pay money to the Pope to get their family out of purgatory. Let's all give everything. Okay, I said I'd cover that at the bottom of the hour, and I'm already ranting. I'll cover it at 45 after. I want to get to your calls. I apologize. We'll take a lot of them now. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex.
You can call me Cracker Jones, yes?
Hey, Cracker Jones, man. Yeah, it's Tim. I'm gonna get strictly into information today. First thing about China. There's a real simple reason why China doesn't want to get in any major conflicts with the United States. Number one is they are the main holder of U.S. currency in the entire world.
Yeah,
as far as I know. Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. But we also are indebted to them higher than any other country.
No, our government's only going to advertise them as a military threat to get more corporate military welfare. China's being given the roads, the ports, the infrastructure. So are the Arabs. So are the European, Israeli companies. It's a complete fire sale. And China is being given all of our missile secrets, jet fighter secrets, AWACS secrets. China is going to be the new model, and we're being phased out. But China only controls our debt teamed up with the private Federal Reserve, who they signed agreements with when our government put Mao in 49. This is all on record, now declassified. And so it's even on History Channel, they even admit it, that they, you know, sabotage Chiang Kai-shek. What the far right said in this country was true. Chiang Kai-shek, Americans would, you know, citizen groups would pay to give them armaments, pay to get boatloads of guns, and then the CIA would take the bolts out of the guns and say, here you go, Chiang Kai-shek, you go ahead and run to Taiwan. And Mao was given the power because, our government was secretly funding communism. Well, they'd openly funded Uncle Joe Stalin. And so China made that deal. They publicly let everybody know that in the 1970s, and you know that China was our new buddy. So China is to slowly absorb the United States, drive down wages, make sure nobody can compete with them. That gives the globalists the mercantile, through the modern 21st century mercantile model, the system to muscle out any competition. Once things are vertically integrated, then the police state fully comes into play. Then we go into a police state mode. And then the bankers are going to use the U.S. and China as their offshore, as two titans that they play off against each other. And when one gets too powerful, they'll sick this titan on the other titan. When the other gets too powerful, they'll sick them in. And so it's all a big management system. You understand?
Yeah, I do. I got another question for you. I'm kind of on a crusade here about fluoride. You know, I know you want to kind of talk about, you know, more current stuff. To me, as long as they're still putting it in my water, it's still mainstream news to me. I found two websites. I'm going to give you the websites real quick, and I made up my own flyer and also downloaded yours. But that city I actually live in, I say I'm from Detroit, but everybody that lives in Michigan says, yeah, I'm from Detroit. So in a manner of speaking. But anyway, I called up. This is a flyer actually says, I called the Mount Clemens Water Tech, and he has informed me that they add sodium fluoride to our tap water. Toothpaste tells us this crap is poison, and if your child eats it, here's a call poison control. This junk is toxic, but they want us to drink it. Why? Call them and ask. And I put the phone number on there, and at the bottom I wrote, do you love your kids and your family? And then I got that picture that you had up of the bag of sodium fluoride that says toxic, and it's got a few things that it attacks: central nervous system, bones, gastronomical system, teeth, you know, all that stuff. Anyway, there's a few websites I found. This woman, her name is Shelley Kramer. She did an extensive, it came out to be a six-page
Now listen, go ahead and give the websites out, because I got to move on. I mean, we have medical doctors, endocrinologists, brain surgeons, former top toxicologists from the government. I mean, that's who we have on with what we give to people, because that totally blows city councils away. I know there's a lot of folks that have compiled big list of this, but I've got to move to other callers. Give the websites out quickly.
Okay, here we go. The title of it is Controversy About Sodium Fluoride is Used as Rat Poison. And the website is healthy.com/communications.com.
Good. I got to go. I appreciate your call. A caller called in and he said, I know you're covering other issues, but I want to cover fluoride that isn't getting covered. I spent probably 30 minutes of the two-hour show yesterday off and on with fluoride, and we produced a video that is full of documents and links and medical doctors and the government now having to admit fluoride's hurting people. This is big breaking news. And you never know what viewers are going to watch. I mean, I can do a video about, you know, something that I think isn't, you know, as important as other issues, and it'll get a million views. And then we put together a highly produced, very powerful video. And last time I checked, it's only had like 25,000 views. It's been up for 2.5 days. And the headline is Bombshell: How Fluoride is Killing You and Your Children. Email it to everyone you know. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com with an article full of links to medical doctors backing up everything I'm saying, the other poisons that are in water, not just the fluoride. Get it. Get it out to everybody you know. It's on PrisonPlanet.com, or just type it into the search engine. Bombshell: How Fluoride is Killing You and Your Children. 10-minute video with a in-depth bibliography. It's like a video book. I mean, everything in it is links and documents, and it's all right there, and people have short attention spans. This will wake them up. Bombshell: How Fluoride is Killing You and Your Children. And this is something that we can do something about. This is something where we can start removing it out of our water, put a filter on our showers or our bathtub. That's where you absorb a lot of it. We know what it's doing. And now the government, because of pushback, has had to admit some of the health dangers. This is a big deal. So your family who's been in denial will now learn about fluoride, but the hundreds of other chemicals they're putting in, if you'll send them this free video. We're not even selling anything on the video. Most of what we do doesn't have an ad attached to it. though it probably should. I mean, how do you think we fund this operation? The news websites, the filmmaking, the TV studio that's almost done, the radio/TV studio we're in right now. We fund it through the products we promote. And the products that I promote are what I believe in. I mean, I believe that Dr. Joel Wallach has great products over the 20 years I've read about him. That's why we're promoting InfoWarsTeam.com. I believe that's a good product. I believe that gold and silver were a good buy. Has it been in the last 10 years? I believe my films are well done and informative. When you purchase them at InfoWars.com and the online video bookstore, it funds our operation. When you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, it funds our operation. We've still got that deal going for another week or so. 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get that video on fluoride. Get it out to everybody. We've got to warn them. We'll be right back.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the Home Gain 150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Thank you.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle.
We've got Glenn Spencer joining us at the start of the next hour from the front lines of the Arizona border to give you a real report. And he's the guy who advises Congress on what's happening down there. Because remember, the telescreens are going in to report on you and your family. The spy grids are being activated, the citizen spy squads. Kurt Nemo's got an article at Infowars.com today about the FBI openly federalizing the police and setting up all sorts of anti-terror operations in Portland, Oregon, just like they federalized Dallas and New York and Boston and Chicago and Miami. It's all unconstitutional, the threat fusion centers. So they're clamping down on the general public and surveilling us, but then leaving the borders wide open is my point. It shows how transparent all of this is and how fraudulent it is. But then we have Tarpley in the last 30 minutes on the Tunisia situation. Tunisian forces fight presidential guards near the palace. Sometimes I disagree with Tarpley's political answers, but I rarely disagree with his political analysis. You understand the difference? He's spot on, speaking five languages, doctorate in history, degree in economics, really has a deep knowledge of history and the forces that are out there. I just disagree sometimes with Tarpley's solutions, but I don't know anyone as informed and educated and who has a deep grasp of how things really work than Tarpley. And so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe socialism is the way. Of course, he'll argue and say, Alex, I do not like socialism. This is the American way, what I like. The American system. Roosevelt. Roosevelt. Of course, I'm joking. Socialism is not the way. It always produces tyranny and bondage. And the bankers that Tarpley exposes so much are always financing it. But I don't want to get off into a rant about Tarpley. I'm out of control today. This is a short segment, too, but I'm going to get to at least this bank of callers. Let's talk to Rick in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead. He just dropped off. Perfect timing, Rick. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air.
Alex, apologies. I'm kind of mumbled this morning because I'm getting sick from all these chemtrails. But before I get to what Lindsay Williams spoke of yesterday, if I could ask you for a huge favor, any of the info warriors who are listening, this is a simple thing, but it's going to expose the soon-to-be mafia boss of Chicago, Rahm Sugar Daddy Emanuel. Myself, Gary Franchi, and Wayne Manson teamed together for an investigative report. If you could Google this, expose Rahm Emanuel. I mean, this gets into how shady Rahm Emanuel is, his secretive past, everything. Expose Rahm Emanuel. It's going to take you to a YouTube clip off of the Google search. If you InfoWarriors could do that, Franchi and I would work.
Sure. I want to do that, Julio. It's just that some days I don't even take calls anymore because we don't screen calls, and it just turns into a wall-to-wall plug fest. You know, the last guy's got this to plug, you've got that to plug, and I enjoy taking calls, but they could become a thing of the past just because the listeners tell us they want to hear guests, they want to actually hear me. I like hearing from you. I think we actually linked to that video. It's up on the Alex Jones channel where they break down what a crook Rahm Emanuel is. But if the people of Chicago don't know that, they're getting what they deserve. But then there's the bigger issue, Julio, of how much fraud there is involved in Chicago. Maybe you don't even have voting there. I mean, there is some evidence of even the Kennedy election being fixed out of Chicago, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's mainline history right there, stuffing the ballot box in the Chicago River. But off of that, again, if people could look that up, that'd be great.
Yeah, no, I understand. I heard you.
Quickly, what Lindsay Williams said yesterday, I mean, he's always right. Silver, I've been looking at the price right now. It's continuing to go down due to market manipulation. But my question for you, Alex, in terms of what Lindsay said is, with the way silver's going, could we do more of how they're manipulating the silver market? I know you've done specials with Max Kaiser in the past, but I don't think people really know how deep the silver manipulation is going. And then also, no one's talking about what's happening in Arizona, who this Lochner guy's lawyer is. She represented CIA nutjobs in the past, like the Unabomber, Timothy McVeigh, and someone who was with Al-Qaeda, whose name I'm...
Yeah, whenever you see these lawyers that have represented mind control victims in the past, and it's in the LA Times, Alexander Cockburn had an article on it, it was declassified that Kaczynski was in MKUltra program. He's in the mind control program, but then we don't understand this was a staged event. And this Lochner thing, it's got all the telltale signs. I agree with you, Julio. Great points. We're going to be right back with more calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Okay, let's go back to your calls here, trying to get to all of them that I can ahead of two guests coming up. Let's talk to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Well, I guess the whole rest of the nation, as evidenced by Chris Matthews, are going to get the same treatment that people from Kentucky, West Virginia, and Mississippi have been getting now for the past 60 years, because for whatever reason in Hollywood, if you notice the way they portray Trey in movies, Dazed and Confused, which was done in Texas, which was portrayed pretty even-handedly. You transfer that movie to Eastern Kentucky, where my family was from, it would have been down, stupid, everything else. So they've been bashing everybody like this for a long time, but they're now expanding the bashing program, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that's right. Everybody who lives in the South is married to their sister and has no teeth and is scum, and anybody that owns a gun hates black people. And then I see black folks on TV going, yeah, these racist whites want their guns. Don't those poor black folks know the first gun laws were disarming black people after slavery ended? Because folks in the North and the South said, we're not going to have these black people owning guns so they can protect themselves. I mean, it's so sick to watch the poverty pimps that sell race and all of this division. And they sell feminism, admittedly CIA-funded, Miss Magazine, to break up the families so we're all isolated so the state can come in and control our lives, and to watch them up on their high horse and to watch him say, you're a cracker. That's the equivalent of N-word to black people. You're a cracker. And it's a white guy saying, and it's supposedly cute and funny. They want race war. They want racial division. They want to be the referee. They lied and said that the shooter out in Arizona was a white guy, was a white supremacist, though that turned out to be false. He was a guy drugged out of his mind. If he was anything, he was a mainline liberal. Now more and more is coming out on that front. These people are a pack of liars. But here's the good news. 10 years ago, that hoax they ran would have worked. Within days, the hoax was exposed, and now you notice they've dropped it. And now it's all about mental health. Oh, we need to get everybody screened in America to see if you're mentally ill. Then they want to give you drugs that on record make you go psychotic, make a certain percentage become violent. Then we'll have an even bigger epidemic of this type of stuff happening.
Alex, and another thing I wanted to tell you was I believe instead of the scenario, we are headed towards another scenario I call the perfect storm. I believe that 2012 is a real thing only in the sense of this. I think there is going to be destruction, but the question is, I believe it's going to be government-made destruction. I think there's a guy named George Green who was on a Project Camelot. I don't know if he's true or not, but he has said something about there is a group that is planning a destruction of the United States in a couple areas using neutron weapons and stuff like that. And this is the reason why they've built the Denver airport and the other places. The Bushes are moving to Paraguay, and a bunch of other things is going on right now. And I think 2012, 2013, we're going to see the slave system, the full destruction, come in the next 2 years, two, three, 4 years.
Well, actually, Bertrand Russell, Nobel Prize winner, and many others have openly discussed using neutron bombs on the people of the world. They said they'd have to have a global government first to then carry out a coordinated neutron bomb attack simultaneously through the United Nations of all the major capitals, Tokyo, Moscow, London, Paris, New York, D.C., all the major city centers to reduce the world population for the Earth. And it only kills the life forms in the cities, and then allow the rewilding of that because humanity is, quote, a cancer. And so I have seen a lot of discussions. Cheney wrote in the PNAC document, September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, about the use of race-specific bioweapons. He said, no, we need to get the media to condition the public that race weapons are good. And so, yes, they have all these weapons, and they are openly discussing it. I appreciate your call, John. Really good point on that front. I'm going to get into the cracker comment in a moment if you think I'm joking. See, when they hype up racism and if they don't like black people and all day, that's meant to get us at each other's throats. And if that won't work, then it'll be mobilize the, quote, minorities, who are really the majority now in this country, together against cracker. But not the cracker up there race pimping, Chris Matthews. See, he's a master cracker. He's a controller cracker. So all of us that don't want to be under government-run health care and the death panels that are now admitted, first they denied it, we're dirty crackers. And see, then that kind of rekindles. Well, it's all right to be racist against a cracker. That's why I've got to see the names of Hispanic radio and TV stations called the La Infusora, the Raza, which means the race, the La Reconquista, the reconquering. So the invasion, the reconquering, the race. La Raza has giant functions with hundreds of thousands of people meeting, you know, at daily of, at yearly events on a single day across the country. And I've seen the tapes of it and played it with mayors and congresspeople saying, whites are evil, soon they'll be dealt with. Yay, rah, 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 rah. And just huge crowds of people, rah-zah, rah-zah. And it's like, ah-ha, ah-ha. But then, and then Matthews is like, shut up, crackers. See, all of that is okay. See, so they're openly saying it's okay to hate white people. They're the devil. They're the bad men. And that's only because the globalists are going to try to get us all fighting with each other as we go into this depression. And the globalists always use, quote, outsiders or people that are seen as outsiders, because then they will come in and be oppressors. I've had members of parliament on from England who will, you know, admit that about half their CPS are foreigners who can't even speak English. Because they come from authoritarian countries, mainly white Eastern Europeans, not bashing white Eastern Europeans. It's just they're finding white Eastern Europeans who like to steal kids, who like to oppress, who grew up in that, who like the authority, who like the uniforms. And so they're unleashing hell upon everybody. But, I mean, it's incredible. I could have Glenn Spencer. In fact, maybe call Spencer and see if he's not on the road. Have him hook up his computer clips so we can hear the mayor of L.A. and all them talk about go home, pilgrims, and we're going to get you and your last gasp of white people, and whites are the devil. I've got a tape of the old Gus Garcia mayor in Austin openly saying that that Hispanics are a superior God race, part alien. You think I'm joking. They had a city proclamation of the supreme cosmic race of Hispanics. And again, I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, whatever, but don't sit there on a high horse spewing racism, spewing we're going to get the white pilgrim cracker, and then tell me, oh, you don't like that? Well, you're just a cracker. Get in the ditch and die. When it's all master crackers like Chris Matthews. See, I'm already covering this. I'm going to get to it coming up. Let's talk to Fast Pace California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Fast for peace? Yeah, fast for peace. That's the solution. Fasting will detox us and return health, immortality, and mental health from the top down. But, well, first you have to know that the economy operates under Parkinson Law, which is the most tax for the most jobs. And that's the only reason all this is happening. And creating enmity, divide, conquer, and is working exactly like it's worked from day one. The Constitution was there not to protect free enterprise, not freedom. And under free enterprise, any guy or any few can walk away with all the loot. So nothing is different than it's ever been if you're into government. Government means the money-changing economy. That's all it is.
Yeah, but our government was set up to not have the money changing, and it certainly isn't perfect, but the big corrupt British Empire tried to stop it, and the model that this government was set up on, the globalists have done everything they can, fast for peace, to pull that down. So, and you talk about free market, this isn't a free market we have. This is an insider trading crony system.
All the governments of the world didn't just get there by accident. They were all set up to fight with each other, to create enmity and divide the spoils. There's 500-plus border wars going on at all times, nature wars. We're losing the sun. We need the sun fest to bring back the sun. They're trying to deflect it, but they're acting hastily.
All right, well, listen, I appreciate your call. It's good to hear from you, ma'am. Scott in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I'm sorry. I must have skipped out. Love you. Love your show. Thank you so much for doing all you do. I pray to the Lord that I get on today to get this message out. And I actually heard it from the Vulcan. And he said the only way to cure all this, Alex, is to starve the bankers. What do you think about that?
And when you say the Vulcan, you're talking about some internet handle or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you do need to starve the bankers. The problem is the bankers can create all of the energy credits or money, symbols of energy, that we will then give up our energy, our labor, our products, our handiwork, our art, our bodies for these symbols that are made out of nothing. So the bankers, through their greatest Ponzi scheme in history, get the whole world for nothing, as Thomas Jefferson said. If you ever allow private banks to issue currency and credit, we will, our grandchildren will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. And so it's, you know, people say, take your money out of the banks or don't pay taxes. The bankers only have you pay taxes to slow down the economy, to control it, to redistribute money, to give some value to their fiat system. Non-compliance is good just because of the act of saying no and getting outside the system and growing an alternative black market economy is what they would call it. People say, well, you know, Alex, why do you still pay income taxes? I mean, I openly explain that because I choose my battles. I've watched all these very brave, conscious, well-meaning people go to prison when they stop paying the taxes. Now, I've seen some people win in court, and we're seeing a reformation, a wake-up along that. So I have guests on exposing that the income tax is a fraud set up in 1913, that most Americans didn't have to pay the tax till the 50s, that it's been phased in, that it doesn't fund the government, and that we should get rid of it. But that doesn't mean get a value-added tax as the replacement or on top of it, as a lot of well-meaning conservatives have been conned to start promoting. So there's that going on. And so I have to choose my battles try to not fall into their pits. I mean, if I wanted to choose the income tax situation as the place to stand, I could get the lawyers, get ready, prepare to be arrested, go through the court hearings for years, like a Joe Bannister or a Cryer, and maybe win. But I'm having them on instead, showing what heroes they are. See, we're all choosing battles. My mission is to get the word out about the corruption and to cross every T, dot every I, to try to operate completely within the system so that I can be inside the matrix and destroy it. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense, Alex. What about like a Google bomb? We have like a bank bomb. So one day we just stop all activity, bomb them, show them how powerful we are, Alex.
Well, we've tried to do the silver situation. If you look at a 10-year or even 5-year or 1-year silver graph, it's going straight up. And it was like $20 an ounce, you know, just 4 or 5 months ago. Now it's been up between 28 and 30. And the bankers are trying to manipulate it down. It ran back up last week. They manipulated it back down. But if you look at the long-term graph, we're winning that fight. All-time physical purchasing of silver, Bloomberg reported, has been at all-time highs the last 2 weeks. So silver in the real world is selling for well above $30 an ounce, even though it's $28 an ounce. In spot, or I'm not sure what it is today. Will you guys look up spot silver for me? Thank you. So more and more we're revealing the fraud of the paper market versus the real market. And what's your idea, Scott, for a bank bomb? And of course, they'll take that out of context. You mean a peaceful info war bank bomb? What do we do? Pull all our money out of the banks on what date? Or, I mean, what do you think that's going to do?
Nothing like that, Alex. A peaceful demonstration of the people, of the masses, and we do it one day at a time. And we all choose not to use our credit card. We all choose not to fill up gas on one day. We all choose not to drink Coca-Cola one day. We all choose one thing.
You're talking about a national or global strike.
No, an InfoWar strike.
No, I agree with you. No, that's good. I think we should have a global strike. We've had guests on about, you know, every 15th having a strike. What the French do of having their farmers block highways, that's one of the most effective things. Here, the police will actually beat you and taser you as an attempt to not let citizens, you know, demonstrate. But I think more you're going to see more and more of that. Good idea. We should all debate it and discuss it and look for a date. I mean, I think national strike every year on April 15th. That's coming up. I think every 15th have a strike. That's up to the listeners to take action with. I mean, I wouldn't do a Google bomb on that today because we need to write articles about it, codify the idea. I said last week I want to have a contest for $10,000, 7,000 first place, 2,000 second place, 1,000 third place for videos countering the TSA asking citizens to make videos for Homeland Security to air on the 9,000 telescreens telling you how dangerous the internet is. See, they know the power of the citizens, so they want to get you serving their evil. We've had a lot of contests exposing the banksters, but I've got to get around to writing up the rules, how we want it to work, getting it up on the site. But I'll try to get that done today and get that going. And, yeah, the idea of a national strike every April 15th, I think is a great one. So, I mean, let's call for it now. But we need to get the articles together, the plan, the reasons, why we're doing it. I mean, really, I just can't organize and deploy all of it. But I do appreciate your call. It's a great idea, Scott. Let's talk to Brad in Michigan, then Scott, Pamela, and Jeff. Go ahead, Brad. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I am trying to wake people up, and really, I use 9/11 to expose a lot of this. With all of the evidence we have in 9/11, why can't we get a new investigation? What is really stopping that?
And well, they tried to have one. Okay, go ahead.
And if we can't get a real investigation, how come we can't, with the nano evidence and all of that, why can't we at least file formal indictments, at least against a security company, and force them to talk under court order or something? I mean, what's really stopping this process?
Well, if you want to go after Marvin Bush that ran security, that is a plan. Politically, you could go try to do FOIA request or do you get them into a lawsuit and then have the interrogatories. You could depose them. That takes a lot of money and a lot of will to sue the mafia. 9/11 Truth in New York, who I've supported, We Are Change and others, has tried and gotten the signatures for a city investigation, and the judge threw out the signatures, even though they had 10,000 plus extra. But we're winning in the court of public opinion. We're airing the Building What campaign ads that our listeners have contributed to, and we've won the court of public opinion worldwide. So now they can't just stage these events and then get away with it. People know who's behind it now.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Way to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Yeah, it's almost like whatever he does is no good. Let's kill it because it's his. Here's House Majority Leader Eric Cantor's spokesperson talking today. Quote, it is important for Congress to get back to work. And to that end, we will resume thoughtful consideration of the health care bill next week. Sam, it seems to me that it is a big question. So much of this attack on Obama has been ad hominem, directed at the person, the president. Whether it's somebody, some cracker out there on the right calling him some birther type who says he's not an American, or it's somebody a little more sophisticated, but basically saying he's a socialist. Will All this right. be on the merits of the bill? Will they stay off the
There country? You go. You are a cracker, meaning you're a bad white person. It's bad to be white. It's bad to be European. Whether you're Romanian or Italian or Austrian or German or French or British or Russian, it is bad to be white. That's what I was taught in public school. That's what I was taught at college and why I got out. Didn't matter what class it was. They would go to the front. It was always a white person and tell me how bad white people are and how wonderful it is that we're going to die off. And then if you say, well, I'm not bad. I like everybody else's culture, but it's not bad if you're proud of being, Scottish or Irish or or that your great great granddaddy was, British or German. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, like everybody's culture, but the cracker. And notice the message is if you don't like socialism or if you call Obama socialist, you are a cracker. There's nothing worse than being a white person. What do you think the N-word is? It's saying you are black and you're not worth anything. It's bad to be black. And now it's bad to be white. And there's a celebration. You watch the culture, the media, it's all destroy your culture. Because the globalists don't want any cultures out there. They want to erase your culture so they can replace it with the corporate abortion culture, the corporate euthanasia culture. And Slimeball and Mr. Maddow and all the rest of them on that network, they hate strength. They hate unity. They hate anything that's established. There are some really bad spots in the Muslim world. There are some oppressive systems, and I don't support a lot of it. But they are still anti-abortion, anti-globalist. And so because they don't totally give themselves over to MTV with TV shows telling young girls how cool it is. They have a show about how cool it is to have abortions. Because the Muslims won't give up their cultures and their family and won't give in to the corrupt banking system, they're against the usury and the rest of it, they have to be eradicated. They have to be destroyed because that culture is far superior to this corporatoid death culture. So anything that won't give in to the New World Order is bad. And so if you're Christian, you're bad. If you've got any type of values, you're bad. If you want to be a steward of liberty, you're bad. And remember what Margaret Sanger said in all those letters. She said, we've got to pose as liberals. We've got to hire black leaders. We've got to, the blacks will never suspect us if we act like we're fighting for their civil rights. That way we can get close and get rid of these weeds. And those are in letters to the Colgates, letters to the Rockefellers. They openly funded her. They openly funded Hitler and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. And they have done a good job. I kept saying 51% of blacks since Roe v. Wade haven't been born. I'm sorry. 52%. And so if you're for killing 52% of blacks, you're liberal, you're good. But if you're against killing 52% of blacks, you're a cracker, scum, racist. These are limousine liberals. These are poverty pimps. Look what they've done to the black community. In the 1940s, blacks had below 50% out of wedlock marriages. They had their own thriving, very wealthy communities, their own powerful colleges. And the system came in and destroyed all of that. And I'm not saying that changes weren't needed. I'm saying the changes that were brought in were to come in and say, here's some money, don't have a man in the house. Because we're going to put your kids in prison. The social engineers knew that. They didn't tell mama that, though. See, so that's what Chris Matthews and all of them are. They are poverty pimp, 21st century children of the Nazis.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So much of this attack on Obama has been ad hominem, directed at the person, the president. Whether it's somebody, some cracker out there on the right calling him some birther type who says he's not an American, or it's somebody a little more sophisticated, but basically saying he's a socialist.
All right.
Will this be on the merits?
Now, I've got Glenn Spencer on because he's advised Congress. He's testified all over the country to legislatures. He's been fighting for several decades in California and now in Arizona for many years on the border. They bought property there to demonstrate that they haven't built a physical fence except for show, that they don't let the National Guard actually engage in any action to defend the country, that the Border Patrol has their hands tied, and now they've canceled the virtual fence. And I want to talk about that coming up in the next segment. But first, I wanted to get into the left using multiculturalism to basically sacrifice the U.S. on the altar of globalism, as you've coined the term, you know, more than a decade ago, in your Conquest of Aslan films that are so powerful, with how they create racial movements in Hispanics and blacks funded by the Ford Foundation, but then tell white people, if you're against health care, you're a racist. So that's used to make whites all guilty and stand down, but then used so that blacks, whites, Hispanics don't get along to actually try to get them into their own racial liberation theology system. And to now see Chris Matthews saying, if you don't like government health care, you're a racist. And now saying, if you don't like health care, you're a cracker. I mean, they're now, you know, really getting to the point of trying to invoke that whites are bad. It looks like they're getting desperate, Glenn Spencer.
Well, the pressure is getting to them. The people using the internet, listening to your program, are bypassing the mainstream media. They're getting the truth. And people like Chris Matthews realize it. And so they're lashing out. As Peter Brimelow once said, a racist is someone who disagrees with a liberal and or is winning an argument with a liberal. And we're winning the arguments. So that's the last bastion, is to call people racist and crackers.
But it's amazing. I mean, don't they know that they're bleeding out publicly? Now it turns out the Tucson shooter, I want to get your take on that also because you're in Arizona, Glenn, was a G-string wearing, Bush-hating, super liberal. I mean, he's the opposite of a conservative. It was another hoax by them. It turns out that sheriff and others that day already had his documents and already knew all about him.
Right. And, of course, the knee-jerk reaction was to blame those who are proposing that we enforce our immigration laws, and that's what that's what that initial reaction was all about. They were blaming the slaying of six people, the injury of our congresswoman, she's my congresswoman, on those who supported Senate Bill 1070. I was at a candlelight vigil for Gabrielle Giffords at her local office here in Sierra Vista that evening, Saturday evening, and I was there. And some of them started saying, stop the hate, stop the hate. And I said, what are you talking about? Where is the evidence? And there are going to be lessons learned from this. Let's learn the right lesson. And a woman standing next to me at this candlelight vigil, they didn't know much about what happened. She says, I'm an attorney, and hate speech isn't protected by the First Amendment. Well, I don't care what you call it, but it is protected by the First Amendment, and the hate speech wasn't involved. And we all know that now. And those of us who live in, I was linked in one of the stories that they linked American Border Patrol and what we do is apply technology to the border as inciting to this type of behavior.
Glenn Spencer, stay there. Nobody has been on that border like you with the drones, the research, advising Congress. I mean, we're going to get exactly the state of that border, the real report, the briefing from you coming up. And then we're going to, of course, first finish up with them trying to blame you and others, myself, for the maniac.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calden 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Folks, you've heard us talk about Home Gain before. Home Gain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a Home Gain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. Home Gain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150 and receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a Home Gain agent. Share the HomeGain150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the Home Gain Gorilla, to find out more about how Home Gain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You talk about spreading hate. Chris Matthews calling any white people that don't like socialist health care white crackers. That's like saying if black people didn't like something, calling them black N-words. They're trying to spread the hate. The so-called left in this country are a bunch of social engineering globalists who want us all divided and conquered. It's very cold-blooded, but it's big city politics. Now, Glenn Spencer is down right on the border. He's been there for many years in Arizona. He's the head of AmericanPatrol.com. And he's an activist who has advocated greater vigilance in securing the United States border against illegal immigration. He's the founder of the American Border Patrol Group based in Sierra Vista, Arizona. And he joins us now. He flies drones, radio-controlled aircraft up and down the border. He documents that there really is no security down there. They're only looking for unauthorized drug shipments, and even that is done in a half-hearted way. Finishing up, because Glenn just joined us in the last segment, he was also blamed for causing the Tucson rampage. And he joins us from his home, the headquarters of American Border Patrol, overlooking. He's looking into Mexico right now as he joins us. He has been blamed. I have been blamed for the shooting. And it turns out, of course, Jared Lee Loeffner was completely out of his mind. But before he went out of his mind from daily intake of a powerful hallucinogen that grows naturally in the area, he hated Bush and was considered himself, quote, ultra-liberal. And that's now even in the New York Times. So, but they don't care. And they have people running around. Glenn was talking about being in an event, candlelight vigil, and a lawyer saying, free speech isn't hate speech. And I heard NPR this weekend say they need to ban speech in America and take over talk radio. So these are authoritarians posing as liberals. Glenn Spencer, this is blown up in their face, though, but they still don't care. They're not backtracking. They're still blaming Alex Jones, Glenn Spencer, Ron Paul, Sarah Palin. I mean, it's insane.
Well, that's right. And since this has hit the mainstream media, we're one of the most effective activists or, you know, groups on the border. We're a nonprofit organization. I also have my own blog, AmericanPatrol.com. But American Border Patrol is a nonprofit, 501c3 corporation, been in existence in good standing for 8 years. We are one of the leaders on the issue of cracking down on our border and telling the people the truth. Now, you had all of these media in Tucson. They came rushing out here, all right? They tasted blood. They thought they were going to destroy SB 1070 and those in Arizona who want the law enforced. But I will tell you something. With all the media here, two major media outlets came to the ranch to talk to me. One was one of the most important, significant newspapers on the planet. One was an enormous TV network. They came down to get my views of this issue. One was from London, and the other one was from Tokyo. The rest of them don't want to talk to me.
Well, I want to throw something out here briefly. They're having a big battle in Texas right now because the legislature wants to just have the driver's license test in English only, obviously for road signs and other things. And they do give illegal aliens driver's license here. They're illegal, but they give them driver's license. And the Mexican consulate is whining and complaining. But in Mexico, you can only get a driver's license in Spanish, and the test is only in Spanish. If you're an illegal alien in Mexico, they clap you in irons and put you in a forced labor camp. Every other country in the world only gives their driving test in German or French or English, whatever the country is. Why in America do we have to do this? It's all about breaking the country down. They don't want foreigners that come here to learn English and assimilate and be friends. They want to keep you in the barrio or the slum so that poverty pimps can control you.
I think you're right.
Well, I mean, let's go over the true developments. We're all hearing about they've canceled the virtual fence.
All right.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the facts of what's really going on the border from Texas to California. You are the leading expert on this. Tell us what's really going on.
All right. If you want to back up to what I'm saying, just go to AmericanPatrol.com and look at down at the just a little below it says past features. You can go in the recent couple of days I've been featuring this issue. The virtual fence was announced in 2006. And I've been down on the border now almost 9 years. I've been at this issue for 19 years full time. And you can see that this is what I said on my website July 5th, 2006. Okay? This is almost 5 years ago. I was responding to the announcement that there was going to be an SBI, Strategic Border Initiative, built. And this is my very quote. Nowhere does SBI spell out a goal that can be measured. This is all of the same nonsense we have seen for years. The program will be run by Open Borders people at DHS-CPB and will accomplish absolutely nothing except lull the people into a false sense of security. That was almost 5 years ago. Was I right?
You were absolutely right, and I remember you on this broadcast saying Bush was just doing that as a stunt to basically get conservatives to go along with the North American Union and total legalization of illegals, and that has now turned out to be true. So we've talked about the virtual fence. They're now canceling that stunt that was never built or done. Moving on to the non-existent cardboard box fence they built, the other stunt. I mean, tell folks what the National Guard's doing. That's another stunt. I mean, let's go through the so-called security on that border.
Well, what I said here on my site, January 16th, 2011, I had attended a meeting, a conference on the Secure Border Initiative in February of 2007. It was like a bidders conference held by the DHS to explain to people how the system was going to work. And I have a quote. I was at that conference, and I asked, there was a panel there, and I said, the only border legislation passed by Congress last year was the Secure Fence Act of 2006. It calls for 700 miles of two-tiered fencing to be built along the border. I haven't heard this fence being discussed within the context of the Strategic Border Initiative. Why is this? In other words, what I was asking is, why would you need an electronic fence when you were building a double-layered physical fence, and were you coordinating this? Their answer was, this was above their pay grade. They couldn't answer me. Well, years later, I discovered the answer. The answer is this, and listen to this very carefully. The virtual fence was never intended to work together with the real fence because George Bush never intended to build the real fence. And for that matter, the virtual fence itself was never designed to work. The entire fence story, virtual and real, was conjured up to convince the American people that Congress could move ahead with amnesty legislation, knowing that the border would be secured. That's what that was all about. It was a sham. The problem was, in the final minutes of the amnesty debate, Senator Elizabeth Dole got up and pointed out that only 2 miles of the 700-mile double-layered fence had been built. She helped defeat the legislation. But with amnesty dead, the Bush administration was in a pickle. They were stuck with a fence they never intended to build. To solve that, they got Texas Senator Hutchinson to sneak in a last-minute amendment to build it, to kill it. So the recent demise of the virtual fence is the final chapter in a sordid story of deception and dishonesty. The whole thing, the physical fence, the virtual fence, that was all a sham to convince us that they were finally going to do something about the border. And when we killed amnesty, then they killed the fence. They never intended to build it, and they don't intend to do it now.
And that's it. I've also seen you on the site, and you have video of this. You break down what the National Guard is allowed to do, how they just go and stand there on a hilltop with a light on at night, and it's just a complete joke. But then now, the hatred of the U.S. has been so ingrained in the schools in Mexico and other things, and the Infosora, the La Reconquista, is so loved that now the Mexican troops and others are shooting at highway workers many miles over the U.S. border. You know, when the poor man got killed out there jet skiing on the Texas lake on the border, the media said it was a lie, even though it was admittedly true. I mean, they are really trying to deny what's happening down there on that border.
Well, there's no question about it. We have evidence that I showed to this Japanese film crew today that we gathered last night. But it's so incredible that we can't go public with it because they'll kill us. They'll kill us if they found out what we can do. I'm not kidding. I used to go public with this stuff. No longer. They're right on the border. I can't say anything more because they'll kill me.
So they are directly there with the narcotics and goodies, right in plain view.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to know what you're doing. You don't have to know where to look. Within a mile of my house.
But according to Sean Hannity, if you want the border secured, you're a dumb cracker. And if you don't like government running your health care, you're an evil white demon.
Did you say Sean Hannity?
Excuse me. I was not Sean Hannity. I apologize. What's his name? Slimeball. Chris Matthews. I was thinking, I have another video up of Chris Matthews attacking Sean Hannity. That's how I said that. I just can't keep track of it all. We'll be right back.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have more than 4 hot flash episodes a day? Do you ever wake up at night soaked in sweat? Do you experience mood swings, heightened emotions, or sometimes feel on the verge of tears? Have you gained more than 5 pounds? Have you lost the energy level you had before menopause? Do you have low libido or no interest at all? If you said yes to any of these questions, you may be suffering with severe menopause symptoms and you qualify to receive a free month supply of Amberen. Amberen is the incredibly effective all-natural solution for menopause relief. It's backed by published clinical trials and 30 years of research. It has helped thousands of women get free from the awful symptoms of menopause. Call now and ask how you can receive 30 days of Amberen free of charge. Free supplies are limited, so go to AmberenTrial.com. That's AmberenTrial.com. Or call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, final segment with Glenn Spencer giving us a report from the border. It's a complete hoax that there is basically any security down there. And my issue is they're putting this whole police state grid in for the American people. Spy networks, telescreens at Walmart saying, watch your neighbor. But then meanwhile, our southern border is completely wide open. What is the state of the republic? What's the state of this globalist Ford Foundation movement, Glenn Spencer?
Well, you know, they see the trend in Congress. They saw the vote last November. They see the coming chairmanships of the committees. And they realize that their tactic of threatening America, marching through our streets with the Mexican flags, fell short. It didn't do the job. In fact, there's a backlash. So they're laying low right now. You've got people in Reconquistas right here in Tucson. You can't hear. There's nothing coming out of them. I think eventually you're going to see something, but it isn't going to be passive.
What do you think of the movie like Machete, which was like a something that the Klan would make if they were trying to demonize black people? I mean, it was so racial, so hateful, and painted whites as, you know, buck-toothed murderers of Hispanic unborn babies running around bloodthirstily. I mean, it's just so over the top.
Well, you know, we warned that could lead to unrest, okay? And it did in Los Angeles. All around where that show was, where it was showing, there were attacks on police, there were riots down in that Westlake Park. It was a disaster.
Excuse me? Because I know you're tied into this nationwide. I was not aware of this. I would search the term machete and see record amounts of machete attacks around the country and a few events. I may have to hold you over. I mean, I know Tarpley's coming up, but excuse me. I'm going to have you back up. We're going to have to write an article about this because, you know, Drudge and others have carried our reports on it. The state did deny Rodriguez funding of $1.7 million over it, with the state film commission funding. But you're telling me that there was violence from that?
Oh, no question about it. In fact, we have it up on our website. We had the sites of the violence and where the machete was playing.
What website of your two and what was the headline? I must get this down.
I'd have to dig it up. I think it was the September 8th, 2010. I have here rioting in the streets, and this is where machete is playing. It was all around where this rioting was going on.
Oh, my gosh. So what happened? Break it down.
Yeah, this is where the LAPD had a shooting of an immigrant who was wielding a knife on September 8th. He was wielding a machete.
I remember hearing about all those riots, and I didn't put two and two together. The media covered it up?
Absolutely.
Wow.
At least 22 arrested at Westlake as protesters hurled objects at police cops. This was while machete was playing all around Westlake.
Well, it shows white politicians being murdered en masse. I mean, and it says, kill them now. And, like, keep it secret, the secret uprising. And then I see the Los Angeles billboards saying this is no longer L.A., this is now Mexico.
Correct.
And the radio stations, but it's in Spanish, so folks don't know this is going on.
Right. They didn't want you to know. September 8th, AmericanPatrol.com. Just look at it.
No, I'm going to get Aaron Dykes to pick it up and do an article on it that we weren't aware that. I mean, I saw some of the unrest, but didn't connect it. What other intel do you have that being generated by machete?
That's the main one right there. It went on for two or three nights. And they put it down pretty hard because they knew that if this got out of hand, they had a serious problem.
Yeah, I'm not for false flags, but if it could just get out of hand now, then folks would recognize this secret threat that's being built by the Ford Foundation. And there is no doubt that this is the Ford Foundation, correct?
Oh, of course not. There's no doubt at all. I mean, they've been at the root of all of these problems for 40 years.
And then look at slimeball Chris Matthews attacking Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, you, myself, everybody under the sun, Ayn Rand, for the shooting when we had nothing to do with it.
Right.
And now calling us crackers. I mean, is he trying to incite something? Because that's not going to help them if they incite something. It's going to show what's going on.
Yeah, but, you know, when Art Taurus, the head of the California Democrat Party, after Prop 187 passed, he said Prop 187 was the last gasp of white America in California. Did anybody jump on that? When Mario Oblato, the co-founder of MALDEF, after he received...
I tell you what, stay there. Do five more minutes with us, then we're getting tarply on the Tunisia situation. I want to come back and play some of these actual audio clips of it being said. I want to live in peace with everybody. But when folks are beating war drums and running flags up and telling school kids they can't wear American flags, we got a problem. So let's be open about this. I mean, do we want this to be Aslan?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Diamond Gusset is proud to announce the anthem of the Patriot Movement. They're offering a free CD, t-shirt, and bumper sticker with a qualifying purchase. Diamond Gusset offers great products at great prices while keeping Americans working.
I'm looking for a factory where a man can feed his family. Not worried about them moving it south, closing the doors and shutting her down tomorrow. I'm looking for America.
Wear American and be proud. Go to gusset.com/America.
The land of the free and the home of the brave. Seems like I just woke up one day and it was gone. Long gone. But I know in my heart it's still
again,
there.
Go to gusset.com/America today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Blue, 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 blue. He's got hundreds of these clips, and it's in his films, The Conquest of Aslan. He made several of them, and you'll see video, hear audio. They've got the UT Hispanic Studies head saying, you know, we've got to have the plan of San Diego. We've got to, you know, drive the whites out. Of course, I learned about Plan of San Diego 6-7 years ago in an event. People were wearing Plan of San Diego shirts, and a Hispanic guy told me, you know what that means? I said, no. And that was a German government plan in World War I to fund Hispanics to rise up and kill all whites in Texas down to the age of 16. They actually implemented the plan, but then the Texas Rangers put it down. But we're going to go to Webster Tarpley here in a moment. Finishing up, you've got some of these audio clips of what these folks have been saying. And then if you don't roll over to it, they say it's your fault that there was the Tucson shooting.
Oh, that's right. And this has been going on for years. I just, by the way, just switched computers and may have a little trouble pulling some of those things up. It's on another computer in another room. But I can give you one really good one.
Okay.
This is Art Torres, chairman of the California Democrat Party, telling this audience of La Voz, the Aslan, that they have to take power. They don't. It's not going to be given to you. You have to take it. So just listen to this.
Power is not given to you. You have to take it. Remember, 187 is the last gasp of white America in California.
Okay, the last gasp of white America in California. And here is the head of the California Democrat Party. If anybody on the Republican side has said anything close to that, okay, such as if we don't pass 187, it will be the last gasp of white America in California, they would have been crucified. So people have to understand once and for all, there is a double standard, all right? And I'm going to say it. If you're a white European, you are assumed guilty before proven innocent. If you're anything else, you're innocent until proven innocent.
Well, that's it. I mean, you buy into all the multiculturalism. I hire people of every color, creed in my office. I like everybody, but the media is always trying to create division. And then, you know, you don't want government health care, so you're a cracker. You know, Chris Matthews says they're the race pimps. And I know you had to pull that up on another computer because I was asking you to find the Machete article. But I'm going to dig that up and relink to it up at Infowars.com this afternoon from AmericanPatrol.com, the September 8th, 2010. I remember hearing about the riots, but not that it was machete-related or folks had machetes. But I know that you've done the research on that, so I look forward to getting that out to people. Glenn Spencer, thank you for joining us. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to get into Tunisia forces fight presidential guards near the palace. And I really respect his analysis. I want to get Webster Tarpley's take on this because he's written an article that's at Tarpley.net and also at Infowars.com. Tunisian WikiLeaks putsch, CIA touts Mediterranean tsunami of coups. Tarpley and others have said that WikiLeaks is just a CIA / Israeli / British intel front, and that they would start going after financial institutions. Madsen and others said that almost a year ago. Now they are starting to do it. But then if you don't support Assange, then you set the precedent to not support the First Amendment. They set these traps. So I do support Assange not going to prison, while I do agree with our resident scholars who think it's suspicious. But Tarpley, I got to ask you, what's going on with Chris Matthews? If you haven't seen it, I'll play it. Now saying if you don't support government death panels, government health care, you are a white cracker. They're now openly invoking that whites are scum, trying to legitimize racial conflict. The Ford Foundation funding the people like Obama's pastor, Wright, with the white devil stuff. The Ford Foundation funding the La Reconquista movement. I mean, how do you respond to this? I mean, we need to get the people together against the big global bankers, but they want us all fighting over stupid racial stuff.
Well, Alex, these are the foundation-funded provocateurs, and the guy that you've been quoting and the the one that was quoted before, right? These are people who get money from foundations to go out and say these stupid incendiary things. So, in fact, the foundations are fomenting racism and attempting to use it as a classic divide-and-conquer strategy. So you don't get a united front of the whole people against Wall Street and the zombie bankers, but you get this kind of crazy quilt of ethnicities and everybody squabbling. It's actually, this is the model that was used by the Austro-Hungarian Empire in its last phase, right, to try to promote and to foster the differentiation of the nationalities so that they would all be squabbling. But
and they do it in the name of unity, but then create the disunity, and they must be getting desperate when we learn that Rupert Murdoch was in a bidding war with the Weinsteins and won, wanting to produce Machete, Fox Television, Rupert Murdoch. That's why when a Fox writer wrote about it, they pulled the article. They don't want folks to know that they're funding this duplicitous division.
Right. We know from the solving, the cracking of the human genome back in the year 2000 when J. Craig Venter went to the White House and was received by Clinton. He officially informed Clinton that race does not exist. From a genetic point of view, there is no such thing as race. This is a complete fraud from that point of view. Now, obviously, there are racial problems, and you need to have an approach to dealing with the fact that if you're black, you have a much higher probability of being unemployed. But that's not what these foundation characters are into. They're into something quite different. I wouldn't give them any extra credence. I mean, anybody who says the last gasp of white America, it's simply ridiculous. It's simply, who believes it? That's not social reality. That has nothing to do with anything. That's just a line he was given by a foundation to go out and mouth that and then collect his foundation stipend. So, enough of them.
Well, that is what's going on, no doubt. Briefly, what's your take on the Tucson shooter? Pharmakia, constant hallucinogens, Bush. It seems like he's a man for all seasons. They can demonize the left, the right. Now he wants the lawyer that was the Unabomber's lawyer. We know Kaczynski was involved in MK Ultra, that's the LA Times. I mean, this guy for me really fits the mold of a Manchurian programmee. Tell me if you think I'm wrong.
No, I think that's very likely. And of course, we have this fact that the immediate report said that they were three individuals. That was later reduced to two, and then they claimed that one of them was just a taxi driver, so he didn't count. So then it went down to one, and that's the guy that you're left with. I would recommend the following. Rather than looking at the details of the individual case, let's look at this pattern that we've had in the first 2 weeks of the new year, because the pattern, once you've established that really has objective reality beyond all the little details of each one of them. On December 31st, we had a guy by the name of Walker, who was found in a dumpster in a landfill in Delaware near Wilmington. And it turns out that this is somebody who was a top advisor to the Secretary of the Air Force and the Air Force Chief of Staff.
The head of Amtrak on the East Coast, the head of Mothers Against Drunk Driving, the head of the Vietnam Veteran Fund. This guy was super high-powered behind the scenes.
Right, but I think, among other things, the relevancy is that he was involved in the Air Force chain of command at the time that we had the hijacking of the rogue B-52. Remember, in late August, September 2007, a fully loaded B-52 intercontinental bomber with six nuclear-tipped cruise missiles on board was essentially hijacked by the rogue network, by the group speaking at that time through Cheney, now having other spokespersons, we would have to assume. And that was essentially taken to Barksdale, Louisiana, from North Dakota, ready to go to the Middle East, and then stopped on the runway. So,
and he was admittedly the top servant of Bush and Cheney going back to the previous administration. I mean, this was their go-to guy.
It's a very important thing. And then of course, we have the, I don't know if I have the order exactly right, but then you have
there was about to be a big merger, and then the head person over the merger burned up in her car in her front yard.
That's right. This is the Ashley Turton case. Now, this lady was a lobbyist, but she was married to a top official of the Obama White House, and his function was to be the liaison of the Obama White House with the House of Representatives. So this chills that entire seen. And it's very, very mysterious because she's backing her BMW out of her garage on Capitol Hill, and the car starts burning. And the police come up with lame stories about, well, this must have been a low-speed collision with inflammable material.
Well, I've seen the photo. It's clearly an incendiary car bomb. They blew her. The car's completely destroyed. They murdered her.
That's the strong.
What are they going to do, blow my car up? And then they say it just caught on fire? That's like saying Benazir Bhutto hit her head.
Right. So there's a death. Now, that goes together with the death of the congressional aide and the shooting of the congresswoman.
In Arizona, days before, the former head guy for the Senate, who the head staffer of the Arizona Senate, he gets killed execution style. There's a bunch of these deaths going on. What's happening?
Well, there's more. We also have here in Maryland, we have a series of incendiary letters delivered to Governor Martin O'Malley and also to the head of the Department of Transportation.
Mr. Napolitano got one.
The state of Maryland. Now, you look at O'Malley. What is notable about O'Malley? A number of things. I mean, he's one of the few Democratic governors who did a really good election victory in getting himself a second term. But this is somebody who had taken the lead in attacking fraud closures. He had written a letter to the Maryland State Judiciary saying, I want you to slow down on these fraud closures by zombie bankers against our citizens until we're sure that the paperwork is absolutely impeccable, that there's no fraud, there are no robo-signers, no perjury in the documents, no dead people signing the complaint and all the rest of this stuff, as we've seen. So there's then that one. Then I would also look at Tom the Hammer DeLay. It's certainly a little bit of a draconian sentence for him, comparatively to what he was, right? Normally, once you're the majority leader in the House, you're not going to be subjected to this kind of treatment in the oligarchical system that we have. But the peripeteia, as the Greeks would have put it, right, the fall of DeLay from the essentially the legislative dictator of Capitol Hill for two or three years down to now being somebody on his way to jail, right? So they give him 3 years in jail. They say, you're going to jail immediately. Go directly to jail. Do not pass go. And we've got another five-year sentence. We're going to hold that over your head. And otherwise, we're going to give you 10 years of community service. So I think this was also calculated to send a message. In other words, when you put DeLay in jail, you're saying to Boehner and Cantor and the rest of these Republicans who are coming in, essentially, watch out, boys, because we can put any of you in jail. And I think the basic idea of all of these incidents, right, being at the Walker, the Maryland, the Turton, the Tucson, the DeLay, I think it's five or six of these cases, you can see that there's an attempt to discipline, first of all, the 100 or so new congresspersons coming to town. A lot of these are Republicans.
Scare them. But, I mean, look at the Walker guy. This top advisor, he's running around disheveled without a shoe for 2 days. Then he's found dead, right, murdered, dumped in a landfill. He's found in a trash can that's then put in a garbage truck and taken and dumped. And then the police announce he was planting bombs at his neighbor's house. So they're also discrediting the dead man. I mean, obviously, this is a message. The day that the big merger's happening that she's involved in, her car blows up. I mean, is this the beginning of Night of the Long Knives or something?
No, it's simply the disciplining of these people. In other words, they've all got to be reminded who is boss. Now, the program of the Rogue Network is essentially the George Shultz program. It's tax cuts for the rich, gut domestic discretionary spending, starting with unemployment benefits, cut and gut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, destroy the social safety net, and complete deregulation. They also want to have the debt limit passed. They want these Tea Party people to shut up, basically. And this is a complicated issue because in many ways it is a disaster to try to not raise the debt limit. But the Wall Street people want it done their way. So what they're saying is we're now going to have the Obama State of the Union, right, within 10 days. It's widely assumed that Obama will do one of two things. He will either start the general assault on Social Security, attempting to strip the American people of one of their most basic economic rights. That's one possible trip for Obama. In other words, let's have a centrist coalition under the aegis of Obama. And now that we've demonized the left extreme and the right extreme, everybody's got to huddle together in the center and take part in this centrist coalition, and the program of that is destroy Social Security. Or, if that's not feasible or doesn't cut the mustard, then there's also the idea of tax reform. And what they mean by tax reform, I think, is very likely to be this 23-24% national sales tax, right? Value-added tax.
Which they've turned into some type of sugar goodie for conservatives. It's going to be on top of the income tax. They're just going to rename it the Social
right.
Security tax. Folks, you do not want this.
No.
And by the way, the Bush aide was John Wheeler. I don't know why we got the name wrong. They're admitting that was a murder, but then mixing in some other things. Please continue, Webster.
Well, that I think is the pattern. So you get the idea that they're saying you're not allowed to be an extremist of the left or the right. You've got to essentially go with the immediate mainstream.
And that was the message signaling the new Congress was, and Republican senators, yes, the shooting. We must all lower our tone. The American people need to not be upset and sit down and shut up. It is all your guilt collectively, regardless of who was behind this. It's now time to crack down on free speech, talk radio, internet IDs. It's now time to do this for the good of America.
Right, and of course, it's the national interest that they're putting forward is no national interest at all, but purely a Wall Street interest. So that's the moment. Now, obviously, this can't last. I mean, the kind of consensus that you can jury rig with these various terror events and judicial intimidation and other things, that won't last. But they don't need it to last. All they need to do is to ram through a series of things in the next 3-4 months. Again, I think cutting of Social Security is probably their main target, but they would also accept this other, the other version, right, which would be the value-added tax. So that's what I see behind this pattern. And it's unfortunate that people have learned very little, right? When these events occur, you cannot begin sociological analysis of what it means as if these were spontaneous events, because they are not. These are orchestrated events, right? We don't know where the shrink is in Lochner's life, right? The mental health professional.
Yeah, stay there. I also want to get into Tunisia. We're going to go into overdrive. I got some other important news.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're going into the fourth hour today with the Tarpster, Webster Griffin Tarpley. We're going to get into Tunisia. Also, I found it on a bunch of sites. Westlake unrest dubbed L.A. machete riots by Immigration Restriction Group. And I've got some other articles here. So there were machete attacks and police having to shoot people piling right out of the movie theater. So I guess my prediction did come true, unfortunately. We're going back to Webster for him to finish up with his take on the G-string Grim Reaper shooting, the Jared Lee Loeffner situation. Before we go any further, though, I want to thank Diamond Gusset Jeans. Diamond Gusset is running some of the great specials right now. They are a wonderful made-in-America company with a wide range of regular jeans, motorcycle jeans, you name it. Everyone here in my office just loves them. You've heard Gerald Celente talk about how he wears them now and loves them, and his staff has them. Gusset.com/America to find the specials. They are really trying to do something special with the Looking for America song. Check that out. It's free on the site. You've heard me play it on air, and you can find more about it at gusset.com/America. Check them out today. And I also want to tell you about endofamerica3.com. Stansberry & Associates Investment Research is an independent investment research firm founded in 99 with subscribers in more than 100 different countries. They've recently created an eye-opening video that you can see at endofamerica3.com for free, detailing their biggest and most important prediction yet. Check out their video at endofamerica3.com, endofamerica3.com. In fact, Webster, next hour, after we hit Tunisia, I want to spend a little time on Chinese president coming out and saying, yes, the dollar is going to be phased out. The Chinese currency will be the new world reserve currency. And he says, you know, America needs to just go along with this. So I'm going to get your take on that. But briefly, in the few minutes we've got left here in the third hour, Webster, you were during the break trying to get into, don't just try to analyze an event without looking at the context of it and the other signs. Go ahead.
In other words, the old saying used to be, terrorism is a sociological phenomenon in the sense that it's organized by sociologists. And I guess today we have to add, after Cho and Hassan and others, we'd have to say terrorism is a psychological phenomenon. It's organized by psychiatrists and psychologists of a certain kind. In other words, you cannot attempt to analyze each of these individual cases and saying, well, sociologically, what does this mean? What does this tell us about society or political discourse or whatever other nonsense? The point is that the vast majority of these events are simply not spontaneous. They can't be explained in terms of the sociology of the moment, but rather there's a network that produces these events that you generally don't see, or you can see pieces of it at different times if you look carefully, and that's the point. In other words, the pattern is what you're left with. Concerning the pattern, the unfortunate lady Ashley Turton, who died in this very suspicious fire in her BMW, right? It looks like a bomb placed in the car, right? Like in the Godfather or whatever. Except in this case, it's an incendiary bomb. It's not so obvious. She had been chief of staff of Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut, a Democrat, and DeLauro's husband is Stan Greenberg, who's the business partner of James Carville and a bunch of other lobbyists and pollsters and political consultants. And the implication is that the apartment owned by Rosa DeLauro and Stan Greenberg has been a kind of trysting place for top Democrats. The name mentioned is usually Rahm Emanuel, but others.
So Rahm's cleaning up some So stay there. We'll be back in 1 minute.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lung system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lung system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Well, here we are in hour number four. Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest. I want to get into the incredible announcements by the Chinese leader ahead of his state visit, signaling the end of the dollar, saying it's got to not be the world reserve currency, and saying he wants the Chinese currency to be that. Of course, a few months ago, Russia and China did start signaling that they were going to engage in trade amongst themselves in a new currency. Now they've chosen the Chinese currency for that. They're now selling it on the world market. So we're going to talk about that with Webster. But right now, Tunisia forces fight presidential guards near palace. They've had three presidents in the last 48 hours there. They say WikiLeaks information on greed of Tunisian president's wife that drove a nation onto the streets to start a revolution. You've got an article here today, Tunisian WikiLeaks putsch. CIA touts Mediterranean tsunami of coups that are going to be coming. And here's another one. AP, U.S. denies WikiLeaks spurred revolt in Tunisia. Webster Tarpley.
Well, this is a destabilization, right? It's a coup, and the general word that you're hearing from the State Department and the CIA here in Washington is that this is now a second generation or a new generation of the CIA people power coup, color revolution, or postmodern coup. And it's now the ingredients being the youth bulge, the fact that such a large portion of the population in the Arab world is under 30, under 25 even, vulnerability of these people to Western social media, Facebook, Twitter, Google.
Yeah, they want to get them socialized so they can inject them with the sterilants and things so they can be trendy and have abortions when they're 10.
They think that Twitter and Facebook are cool. They think the U.S. is cool. But on the other hand, this is all, now the post 9/11 generation, so-called, according to the think tanks, of people who don't like the existing regimes, but they don't like the Islamist ultra-Puritan opposition. So you've got that. And then the big thing to say is that this is not the Jasmine Revolution. This is a hunger revolution. This is about what Wall Street has done to the world economy, that you have a very high levels of unemployment, and especially now with a wave of speculation with derivatives in the markets, you've got the fuel price, the price for gas, for cooking, for gasoline, for heating oil, whatever else they need. That's gone sky high. And the basic food groups. Now, we're having a tremendous upward spike in the world food prices that are going on right now. So you take that economic despair. This is where the Tunisian events are really rooted. It started with a guy with a vegetable cart in Sidi Bouzid in Tunisia, and along come the police. They harass him. He doesn't have a permit to have his push cart with vegetables, and he's in such despair that he burns himself. It sounds like an Italian neorealist movie of 1945 or something like this, right, where the guy is basically driven to the last extremity. So now the attempt then is that you've got to get the petty bourgeoisie, the middle class, goes into the streets, and they, of course, are not so concerned about the economic issues. They're concerned more about voting or blogging or free speech. And with this, the CIA thinks that they can refurbish the model of the color revolution and the people power coup. You notice that the so-called Twitter revolution in Iran in June of 2009 was a failure. It just plopped. It didn't go anywhere, right, with Mousavi. The Orange Revolution in Ukraine has now been completely rolled back. The NATO IMF agents Yushchenko and Tymoshenko have been kicked out. The Cedars Revolution in Lebanon did not work. That's an interesting one because they were stopped by Hezbollah, which happens to be a well-organized force.
Stay there. Let's look at this geopolitically and why the Brzezinski School is pushing for all of this soft power overthrow. And then the other question is, what type of governments are they wanting to put in? Why are they doing this? What's the motive? Let's look at the globe and what you see coming up in the next year. Then I want to get into dollar devaluation.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are live now into the fourth hour. Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest, and we're covering the Tunisian situation, which Tarpley has written a detailed article available at Infowars.com, saying that it's a CIA Mediterranean tsunami of coups. And we do see some media bragging about this while still also denying to the general public, kind of like we knew back in September that Israel and the U.S. had made the Stuxnet worm to be used on Iran. Now on Saturday, they bragged in the New York Times that indeed Israel tested it and developed it with the U.S. at the Dimona facility in Israel. Now confirmed Stuxnet was false flag launched by Israel and U.S. By false flag, they're touting it as a reason to take over Internet freedom because someone created Stuxnet. They created it. So amazing. So geopolitically, undoubtedly, they are manipulating and using the Twitter type system, which we know is State Department backed, which runs the CIA to do this. But why do they not want who is in power in Tunisia? A lot of times they like Arab dictators. They like corrupt, oppressive states. I guess Tunisia wasn't playing ball properly with them. And what's the goal with all these synthetic people power situations going on?
I think the goal is to use Tunisia as a kind of pilot project and get a wave going. And what they're looking at, for example, is Ben Ali in Tunisia had been in power for 23 years. That's nothing. Mubarak in Egypt has been in power for 30 years. The Assad dynasty in Syria has been in power for 30 years. And Gaddafi in Libya has been in power for about 40 years or more. Now, all of these countries are targeted. The gloating from the CIA is that we can use WikiLeaks, we can put out stories about Mubarak and Gaddafi, the Hashemite monarchy in Jordan, another target. We can bring them down because we've got the economic unrest because of the food prices, the fuel prices, the unemployment, the despair. And then we can come in, we get the workers going with that, and we can get the petty bourgeoisie going with our WikiLeaks.
And then what do they do down the road?
Well, here's the idea. The goal of the U.S. in the Middle East is to assemble a coalition of Arab and Sunni states and play that against Iran, the Shiites, and the allies of Iran, whatever they may be. So the approach, and this is the specific Obama-Brzezinski approach. This is no longer the neocons. The neocons would say, bomb everybody to kingdom come. Well, you can't do that anymore. You're too weak. So now you've got to try to assemble this coalition. And you can see one of the key parts is the Israelis are putting out calls to the Arabs saying, you've got to join us against Iran, because they want to get Israel into that group too. The point is that when you've got regimes like Ben Ali after 23 years, now Tunisia is not the key militarily, but it is it's a very interesting country. Egypt, Syria, Libya, they all have, again, these sort of entrenched, sclerotic, really conservative governments that are not interested in wars. They're interested in the status quo. If anything, they want the U.S. to fight the war, right? They'd rather have the neocon approach. So the idea is to try to overthrow these people, and instead of getting an entrenched, immobile regime, you get some unstable demagogue who's going to be much easier to get going into some kind of regional war against Iran. You also want to play them against China and Russia. A couple of examples, right? We know that in the Iranian color revolution of the summer of 2009, this Mousavi, if he had taken power, he was going to cut off all oil deliveries to China. That would be a great thing. The U.S. would be delighted to have this. In, for example, Syria, if you had a color revolution in Syria, assisted by WikiLeaks and the economic situation, the Russians have this naval base in Tartus, Syria, and the NATO planners are very worried about what this means for the Mediterranean. If you overthrew the Assad dynasty in Syria, the very least you could hope to get would be kicking the Russians out of Syria. So again, play the Arabs against Iran, China, Russia, and that's the key to the entire thing. Notice also Sudan being carved in two because the Chinese are getting oil from the wells in southern Sudan. So at this point, the U.S. and the British put on the big push to have Sudan carved into two parts in the same way that Iraq is essentially carved into three parts. This is the Bernard Lewis plan sort of brought up to date. So it's a general assault on the Arab countries. Now, behind all this, as you're saying, the weakness of the dollar. Concerning the dollar, I would say we have a dangerous situation in the sense that the dollar is slowly losing its ability to function as the world reserve currency, but there is no alternative.
All right, let me stop you there because I want to segue into that by documenting this for radio listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. As you know, on Sunday morning yesterday, Hu Jintao called for a currency system, the current currency system, a product of the past. He went on to say that the dollar cannot be the world reserve currency anymore and called for the Chinese currency to replace it ahead of a state visit that starts on Wednesday. Here's another headline. Hu highlights need for U.S.-China cooperation, questions the dollar. He went on to say that we would all stand to gain from a sound China-U.S. relationship and lose from confrontation. And that continues there. Here's the Financial Times of London. Hu questions future role of U.S. dollar. This on the heels in the last month or so of China and Russia starting to engage in trade using Chinese currency. And then you've got Wayne Madsen and others saying that that was a Chinese missile test off the coast. By the way, what's your view on that, Webster?
There are two competing stories. One is that the U.S. trying to scare China. There's another story. It's China trying to scare the U.S. I don't know. It just shows that the tensions are rising. But look,
and now they're sending in more Chinese troops into North Korea. This is the first time in 16 years.
Right. On this reserve currency issue, though, you have to understand, what does it take to be a reserve currency, and who has this wherewithal? Right now, it's the U.S. and nobody else. If you want to be a reserve currency, that means that world central banks keep their reserves in your currency. And therefore, you've got to have something like the U.S. Treasury bill, Treasury bond market, which is very broad and very deep and very liquid, with a turnover of about $1 trillion, $1 trillion U.S. dollars a day go in and out, much, much more than the stock market and the other things that the people look at. And if you want to have a reserve currency, you've got to be able to say, I've got a treasury market that is so well developed on the U.S. model that you can put in basically any amount of securities and get cash back the same day. Now, nobody comes close. The U.S. market goes back to Alexander Hamilton and the funded national debt. It goes back to Lincoln. It goes back to, it's a whole thing, a process of building this up. Now, I would warn people, if you mess with the borrowing, if you drive the United States into default, you're going to destroy that treasury market, and that's going to be a world catastrophe. That will mean that there'll be no world reserve currency of any kind because the Chinese don't have this. The Chinese are just now taking the first timid steps in making the renminbi tradable internationally. I mean, it's a tiny fraction.
But they are making the right decisions on investing in infrastructure.
Yeah, that's what they're doing.
They're talking about financing speed trains in the U.S.
Absolutely.
Because the United States elites cannot invest in anything. It's all completely predatory. But where do you, I mean, obviously they're sending in troops for the first time in 16 years into North Korea, the Chinese are. Where do you, versus where you want to see it go, where do you see it going? I mean, as there's more and more announcements of the dollar being phased out. I mean, obviously folks are mad that the globe is being flooded with these, and we're already seeing evidence of inflation rearing its head in commodities across the board from food to oil.
That's right. Now, again, nobody else has the apparatus to be a reserve currency. Nobody comes close. Not Japan, not the euro. Again, look at that U.S. Treasury.
No, the banking cartel and the SDR. They're transcending nations.
Yeah, but you don't have that U.S. Treasury market. That's something you can't just pull out of your pocket from one minute to the next. It's a real national asset. It's worth keeping. Now, the response of the U.S. elites, however, to the weakness of the dollar, right, to the tendency, there is a possibility that central banks will begin to dump at a faster rate, dump their dollar reserves, and they want to avoid this. Now, that gets us back to the question of the Middle East war. Now, we had a flare-up of Middle East war danger, I would say, back in July, August, September. I wrote some pretty big articles about how the U.S. attack on Iran was back on the front burner. In the first issue of the new year, the London Economist puts on the cover, another Middle East war, oh no, not again. And the idea is now that this is because Hezbollah and the pro-Iranians in Lebanon, essentially, have now built up this huge arsenal of rockets, which are not simply these old World War II type things, but now we've got some 200-kilometer, 300-kilometer short-range ballistic missiles with conventional warheads that could be used against the Israeli airfields in northern Israel. So you could imagine a multi-cornered war with Lebanon, Syria, Iran, and possibly Hamas from Gaza shooting rockets into Israel, and the Israelis, of course, retaliating like mad, and who knows where that will lead us. If you were watching Al Jazeera last night, there was a fairly interesting program about the various kinds of missiles that are now available, and we know that Hamas has been gone back to shooting rockets in the past couple of weeks, and in December there's an example of somebody in Gaza shooting a Cornet missile at an Israeli tank. Now, the Cornet, look this up on the internet. This is an armor-piercing missile with laser-guided, and it's designed to go through the reactive armor on a modern tank. This is quite a formidable little piece of hardware.
Why on earth would the Arabs want to play into this conflict when it's clear the globalists want it? Webster, we are just out of time. We'll talk to you again very, very soon. Very informative. As always, tarpley.net. We have your latest article up on Infowars.com. We come back. I'm going to get more in and got more into what happened with the ongoing dollar devaluation and what is unfolding there. But Webster, always great talking to you.
Alex.
Hope you're having a great new year. All right, ladies and gentlemen, retransmission continues. We're going to retransmission now, 20 minutes here into the fourth hour.